bet.
1, 2, 3, go!
High school football is on the air. It's time for the color and excitement of high school football, presented by First Federal Credit Union. Here on KGYM. Let's head to the stadium with our KGYM football crew. Dennis Knock with the sidelines reports. John Haggerty with expert commentary. And with all of the play-by-play, here's KGYM sports director, Scott Unash.
And live from Saints Field here in Cedar Rapids, we come your way on week 8 of the high school football season, as tonight it'll be a Class 3A District 3 battle as the unbeaten number 2 rated or number 1 rated, depending on what poll you've subscribed to, the Saints of Cedar Rapids Xavier getting ready to host the Vinton Shelsburg Vikings. Great to have you with us, Scott Unash, alongside John Haggerty, Dennis Knock down below, providing our sideline reports tonight. And once again, our high school football presented by First Federal Credit Union. Big thanks to Dan Hillers, Tom Chalstrom, everybody at First Federal for helping us out. We do appreciate it. Of course, Dan, assistant boys basketball coach here at Xavier High School, part of that state championship boys basketball team from 2015 and 2016. John, it's a little bit of a breezy night, not too bad. Overcast, we'll get more on that with Dennis Knott coming up here in just a little bit. But always great to be out here at Saints Field. Beautiful venue. Trees are turning a little bit. This is football tonight.
Absolutely. This is what you picture when you think of football weather tonight. There is a little bit of a breeze, which Dennis will tell us about in just a few minutes. But you know what I'm happy about tonight here as we return to Saints Field, Scott? It's nice to look out at a football field that's got a crown on it with actual grass growing.
And you're not going to find a bigger crown than the one we have here at Saints Field. No doubt about that. Big game tonight for Xavier, as the Saints can wrap up the district championship here tonight. They come in 7-0, 5-0 in District 3. And as we mentioned, they're number 2 in the Gazette KGYM radio poll. And Xavier has already qualified for the playoffs. They clinched that last week. And they can get the district championship and at least one home game. They're hoping for two home games if they come away with a victory here tonight.
There's no doubt about it. Very good Xavier team last year. Had an early exit when it came playoff time. And they want to make sure that they go not only into the playoffs with a full head of steam, but that they are ready for a long run and hopefully a couple of appearances at the Unidome.
Absolutely. And in their way tonight, the Vinton Shelsburg Vikings coming off a win over Independence last week, 39-0. They come in 2-5 and 1-4 in district play. And, of course, Vinton Shelsburg coached by former Jefferson coach, a friend of ours, Mr. Jim Womachill.
Yes, it's good to see Jim out on the field again here. Did have the career at Jefferson for a decade or so, and then went back to his hometown, which happens to be Vinton. So very, very happy return for Coach Womachill.
Yep, and as far as his Vikings are concerned, they've had a few key injuries this year to a couple of their two-way players, and Coach Womachill was telling me about that beforehand, said not an excuse to for the season. Said we've been in a lot of games, and haven't been able to pull it out in the fourth quarter. One of those, a loss to Decorah with a mixed extra point, 7-6. Beat Center Point Urbana 33-15 to start the season. Fell to Charles City on the road 27-12 in a game that was a little bit closer than that. And they'll have their arch rivals, the Bobcats of Benton Community, to close things out last week. Week number 9, we should say. For Xavier, coming off a resounding win on the road up at Waverly last week, as they won that one 42-0. And Waverly was a team that gave them all they wanted in the first round of the playoffs last year.
Waverly Shell Rock always produces great players year in and year out. It's not just in football either. They have such a great tradition of athletic success there. For Xavier to be able to go up there and put that 42-0 shellacking on the Gohawks, and that just kind of, and they are in beyond midseason form right now. They are just steamrolling the opposition in their district.
And getting a lot of good play from seniors. And this is a senior-laden team. When you talk about the coach's son, Bryce Schulte, of course, a 3-year starter at quarterback, 4-year player at that quarterback spot.
He's on the verge of a lot of records here at Xavier. And then guy that broke some records last week, the career rushing leader now for Xavier, is Malachi Wilson, who's up at just under 1,300 yards, 14 touchdowns, and 11 yards a carry.
That's crazy, isn't it? Malachi Wilson is the real deal. Second team All-Stater as a junior. Broken all the rushing records here at Xavier, and that's saying something because there have been some tremendous backs in this rushing attack for Dwayne Schulte. Of course, the only coach that has ever been here at Xavier. But then you talk about Bryce Schulte again, too. Bryce Schulte, second of the coach's sons. This guy has got a little something extra that his older brother Reggie didn't have. I remember when we saw him as a freshman and as a sophomore, Scott, he wanted to come out and not only play great quarterback like the family tradition, but he wanted to line up on defense. And I used to joke with his dad, when are you going to let one of your boys come out of that quarterback slot and play some defense? Well, guess what? Both of his sons are playing defense this year.
Yeah, and playing some very good defense as well. The Xavier band about to make their way out onto the field, and we will hear the national anthem coming up here in just a little bit. And the Xavier Saints, of course, 5-0. They're on top of District 3 of Class 3A, 7-0 overall. Benton Community right now in second at 4-1, and they are 5-2 overall. Then you got Waverly, Shell Rock, Charles City tied for third right now at 3-2, and then South Tama, Decorah at 2-3, Benton Shellsburg at 1-4, and Independence right now at 0-5. The other games in District 3 tonight, Benton Community is at Independence. If the Bobcats win, not only will it make Dennis Canock very happy, but they will get the runner-up spot in District number 3 of Class 3A. So a lot to play for up at Independence tonight, and they're going to be favored to win that. Decorah is at Charles City tonight, and Waverly Shellrock is at South Tama. The freshman game earlier on tonight, and yes, it is a freshman game
Correct.
They play in Class 3A, and that was won by Xavier by a score of 40-14. We're going to go ahead and take a break. 30-second break here on the Holmes-Murphy pregame show coming your way from Saints Field here at Cedar Rapids Xavier as we get ready for the unbeaten Saints taking on Vinton Shellsburg. And we'll come back with more of the Holmes-Murphy pregame show right after this here on KGYM Sports.
Hey, you should be thinking about the game, not your business. I understand. I'm Colin Forrest with Holmes-Murphy. We handle the worry factor for businesses like yours every day. We're always thinking ahead to find insurance solutions that lower your risk, your costs, and maybe even your blood pressure. Right now, take a break and focus on the game. And when you're back in the office, find out who we are, how we think, and what we do to make your business life less stressful at HOLMESMurphy.com. Holmes Murphy, thinking ahead.
Happy Joe's isn't afraid of a tough matchup. They'll put their large pizza up against anybody else in town. Theirs is the biggest. That means they can feed families, fans, or whole teams until they're good and full. Their pizzas are famous, too. They originated the taco pizza, and it's still a fan favorite. Plus, everyone loves Happy Joe's VIP Club. It's easy to sign up, and you'll get exclusive offers and earn points towards a free pizza. Order online today from Happy Joe's to Cedar Rapids locations at happyjoescr.com. Delivery or carryout available.
Let's go back to the stadium for coaches' interviews and more analysis of tonight's game. It's the Holmes-Murphy pregame show. Once again, here's Scott Unash.
And the Xavier Marching Band with the national anthem here tonight as the Xavier crowd and a good crowd down below us are getting ready for this one to try to close things out here at home. On a winning note as we get closer and closer to kickoff of this one here at Cedar Rapids Xavier. And, I know Xavier's got some unfinished business to take care of this year, John. Went through as a district champion last year, got that win against Waverly Shellrock in the first round of the playoffs, but then were upset by Decorah in that second round last year, and they fell short of their ultimate goal. They don't want to do that again with a senior-dominated team that they have.
Well, it all starts with Malachi Wilson and Bryce Schulte, and those two, I'm sure, in addition to all the other seniors, are weekly reminding all of the other players on the team that they've got unfinished business, and it's not going to be taken care of until they get up to the University of Northern Iowa's Unidome.
Yep, and That'll be coming up in a few weeks, but a lot of things to take care of prior to that. Vint Schelsberg and Xavier getting ready to go at it. Xavier averaging 41 points a game. Jim O'Connell's defense, Johnny on the spot, they're giving up only 10 points per ball game. And if you take a look, John, at the last four games for Xavier, only 13 points have been surrendered. They're on a two-game streak right now.
You know, this is the kind of defense that Jim O'Connell loves to coach. They're ornery, but they're also, in addition to that nasty flavor that they bring to the field, they're smart players, and they listen to their coaches, and they trust their coaches to put them in the right positions to do things. And I think with this defense tonight that you're going to see, it all starts with their two defensive tackles, Lucas Miller and Zach Barish. Those two are rocks. You cannot move them out of the way. And, in fact, you're almost going to have to double-team them on almost every running play that you're going to have. So that really opens things up for the linebackers like Sam Myers, John Rocca. Those guys are going to have a field day tonight if Barish and Miller continue to plug up that inside tackle-to-tackle area.
Xavier about to make their way out onto the natural grass here at Saints Field. And we will have Vinton Schelsberg. They're making their way back out here as well. And why don't we go downstairs and throw it to the third member of our team, and that's Dennis Canock, as he joins us here on the near sideline, down in the elements and with the green grass right behind him. Dennis, good evening.
Good evening, guys. It's great to be back with you again, and it's great to be out here at Xavier Field. It's been a long time since I've been to a game out here, and it'll be back on grass field for the second time this year as the Xavier Saints take to the field tonight. District. This will be a fun guys as the band plays in the background here. We do have some weather to talk about tonight as the wind is blowing pretty severe at about 15 miles an hour out of the south, and that will definitely affect the kicking and passing game tonight. The wind will be moving from the left to the right down the field here at Xavier Field, so that is something that the players will have to contend with. Game time temperature right at about 60 degrees, so no problem there and no chance of rain, so that's good as well. One thing about this field, and you guys mentioned it at the onset, is the crown out here. And the crown on this field is literally so severe that standing over here on one side, you can not see the feet of the player standing on the other side of the field. That is how severe the crown is when you stand on the sidelines on this field. So, but this is Xavier's field. This is their home field. They are very accustomed to the conditions out here, and so will be the Vinton Schelsberg Vikings as they come out for the handshake. So, guys, I'll do it down here on the field. We will be patrolling the Xavier sidelines throughout the evening, and we will talk to Coach Schulte and Coach Womachill at halftime and talk to the victorious team at the conclusion of the ball game. So, guys, I'll do it down here as we get set for kickoff. We'll throw it back upstairs to you.
All right, Dennis, thank you very much. And the captains meeting at the 50-yard line here. Xavier in their navy blue uniforms with the white numbers, the silver pants, and the silver helmets. Vinton Schelsberg in their visiting white jerseys with the black numbers, gold, and the black pants, along with the black helmets. As some of the keys, John, here. Xavier has been, as they win the toss, elect to defer. Vinton Schelsberg will get the ball first, and Xavier's defense will be out on the field. But Xavier's been getting out the big leads in the first half of play so far this year in district play.
Well, their key, obviously, on offense is to jam the ball down your throat. They're going to run Rodriguez right up the middle on the quick handoffs. They're going to have set up for Malachi Wilson, who's going to try and get inside, outside, every which way you can. They're going to find holes in every conceivable way for him. And if you can try and find a way to stop one of those two, then you're going to have to deal with Bryce Schulte, the quarterback, who's going to pull it out on fakes, and he's going to run it himself. Very prolific runner, has some great stats so far this year. And then just about the time you think you've got that taken care of and you maybe had some success shutting down the run, then the play-action pass is going to... But one of the other big keys to this game tonight, and we talk about this every time we do a Xavier Saints game, Scott, is are you going to punt to them? Because they have, year in and year out, the most deadly sideline punt return of any team in the state of Iowa.
Yep, and it's that wall return, and we will probably see it here tonight. Xavier will get ready to kick it off here. And for the Saints, it'll be Malachi Wilson. You don't see many 1,300-yard rushers kick the football, but Malachi will try. We'll do it here. And back deep for the Vikings of Vinton Schelsberg. It'll be Tanner Davis on the near side. And over on the far side will be the quarterback, Blake Bonesack. As we're set to go here from Saints Field here tonight, great to have you with us on 1600 AM and 107.5 FM, KGYM, Class 3A, District 3 football. Xavier will kick off. Vinton Shelsberg will go into the wind here, as Dennis talked about, in the first quarter. Wilson with the win, and this will go 7 yards deep into the end zone. So it'll be first and 10, and the Vikings will come out with Blake Bonesack, 5'10", 150-pound junior at quarterback, 27 of 60 so far this year for 321 yards and a couple of touchdowns. The tailback is Tanner Davis, 5'9", 175, and a senior. Wes Edwards, one of a pair of twins, will be the fullback, 5'10", 178 pounds. Tight end is Nate Struve, 6'4", 190-pounder. And Justin Bartz, one wideout. Also Will Edwards, the other wideout. And big hitter going on first down. Right up the middle is Davis, and a pretty good carry as he'll take it from the 20 to the 32.
Yeah, very similar bunch run straight up the gut here. Much in the memory of Cedar Rapids Prairie team, where they've got all 11 players in between the tackles, including the fullbacks, which are lined up behind the guard and the tackle, and they're just coming straight at you.
So, first down on the very first run of the night here for Vinton Shelsberg. They will send a receiver out to the left side. Three backs and the quick handoff. Davis again, and this time stacked up by the front of that line for Cedar Rapids Xavier. We'll give you the Saint defense coming up here in a moment as it'll be second down and 10. Barish on the stop there for Xavier.
You're going to hear that name a lot tonight, along with Lucas Miller. Those two defensive tackles are a handful.
Second down and 10. Lansing, Barish, Miller, and Hines up front for the Xavier Saints. As Vint Shelsberg taking a little while in the huddle here before they break. Davis alongside Edwards, and they'll hand it off. No, bad snap, ball loose inside the 30-yard line. Pile up at about the 29, and we'll see who's got it here. And Vint Shelsberg comes up with it. As one of the linemen falling on it there for the Vikings, but it's going to be a loss of about 5. And it'll bring up a third down and long, and that's something Jim Omichel does not want to have for his Vikings tonight.
Not consistently. They got a first down right away, but going has not been easy these last two plays, and now they're going backwards.
Rocca, Myers, and Lemke, the linebackers. Gerke, Butkowski, and the Schultes, the defensive secondary for Xavier. On third down and 15, they start a man in motion. And up the middle, bursting through to the 50-yard line. Here's Davis to the 40, down the far side. And he is going to be caught from behind, but he's in for the touchdown for Vinton Shelsberg.
Quick hitter on a dive play there that just caught the linebackers for Xavier snorting up a little too far, and before they knew it, they were behind. He was in the level two, and they were back behind the linebackers, and the safeties and cornerbacks had sold out too on that run, so there was nobody at home on the rundown.
71-yard run to pay dirt. And Vinton Shelsberg with the 6-0 lead, and really first time that Xavier has been behind, John, since early in the fourth quarter of week two in the Linmar game.
That's right, and we're going to see the lineup for them go for two.
And before that, we're going to get a timeout taken by Xavier here. So crowd a little stunned right now as the Saints find themselves down 6-0 here.
Yeah, there's just no question that Jim Womachill's idea here in coming over to Saints Field as the heavy underdog is that we're just going to try and have quick hitters as quickly through those gaps as we can. They don't have enormous line splits, but they know that if they hand off the ball with the backs just barely behind the quarterback, that sometimes you can squirt through a gap so quickly that it's unable to be filled. And if you can get past those linebackers, who for Xavier always play up very, very close to the defensive tackle, Scott, then it's Katie Barr to the door, because all you've got is possibly a free safety behind to clean up on that. But in this case, the free safety had come up and bit hard on run pull up to the other side. So he was just through the seam so quickly that nobody on the defense for Xavier actually even saw him until it was too late.
So 6-0 Vinton Shelsburg. Davis coming in with 400 yards right on the button and four touchdowns. That was touchdown number 5 of the year. Edwards and Bonesack in the backfield. He'll snap at the Bonesack, rolls to the right side, throws right side of the end zone for the two-point conversion try. And the catch over there, lead by Bartz for the two-pointer. And just like that, it is 8-0 in favor of Vinton Shelsburg.
Yeah, this is a very shocking start to this game. And looking at Dwayne Schulte down on the field here, very calm, collected. He knows that there's a lot of game left here. But he's got his offense around him here before they go out. A lot of them will be on the kick return team and giving them some last-minute instructions.
Yeah, Josh Gerke and Malachi Wilson will drop back for Xavier. And they will set up shop as Vinton Shelsburg scores into the wind as well. That's a plus there as well for the Vikings. And they will get ready to kick it off, and it'll be David Bray, a senior lineman, one of the left guards for Vinton Shelsburg. He'll get ready to tee it up at the 40-yard line. And Wilson and Gerke back at about the 5-yard line for Xavier. Just underway in a 8-0 lead for the heavy underdogs from Vinton Shelsburg. Xavier bunched up right there. I think the Vikings are going to do, they're going to feign maybe a run up on a possible onside kick.
Yeah, but they do that little bunch where they all get together and then they kind of fake like the kicker could come up and actually kick it.
Here is the approach, Bray's kick, and it'll be a short one. Catching it on the run, fumbling it, picking it up. Gerke coming to the right side, trying to get to the corner, but tossed down behind the 20-yard line. And a very, very good play there by Colson Phelps. Kind of bulldogged him down, but they're going to mark it at the 19-yard line.
Yeah, grabbed him by the jersey and just threw him down from behind. Was not a horse collar. He had the jersey, not the shoulder pads.
Bryce Schulte coming out, the quarterback. 6'3", 215. Malachi Wilson, the all-time leading rusher for Xavier. 6 foot, 195-pounder. And Eric Rodriguez, the 200-pound blocking back at fullback. Offset eye to the left side. Schulte turns, gives to Wilson, and gets submarine right at the line of scrimmage. As coming up there and making the stop for Vinton Shelsburg was Drew Wiley, 6'4", 299-pounder.
Mm-hmm. Good job by the defensive line for Vinton Shelsburg of staying low and not being up high so that they could get their pad level up there and get driven backwards.
Tight end will go right side this time for Xavier. That will be Brett Burns, 190-pounder, out of the eye. Same play, off tackle left. Wilson trying to cut it back to the middle, and again brought down at the line of scrimmage. And again, good defensive play. Cole Overton this time on the stop for the Vikings.
Right, and again, pad level for the defensive line of Vinton Shelsburg, very low, makes it difficult to drive them back. And if they stay down there low, the linebackers can come up and get a good wrap up there like they did on that play.
Vinton Shelsburg with Coots, Overton, and Wiley up front in a 3-5-3 look. On third down and long, Schulte the senior, rolling to the left side, stops, throws deep left side, going out there for Quinn Schulte, his little brother, and overthrew him, incomplete. And it'll be a three and out here for the Xavier offense. And the shot continues here at Saints Field.
Now, punt team coming out here as they only got about a yard total on that possession.
Ryan Jasper to punt. He'll be in there, averaging on the year about 35.5. Gets a good snap, gets it away, an end-over-end kick. And Bonesack has it go over his head, may have touched it, retreats. A official does not indicate that he did, and it's going to take a Xavier roll inside the 25 down to about the 23-yard line. That's going to be a 57-yard punt.
Well, the wind is gusting at times here tonight, but Bonesack severely misjudged that as he was up much too close to where he should have been in fielding that, then put his hands up in the air. And I agree with you, Scott. I think he came dangerously close to jumping up with his hands and touching that, which would have been disastrous.
8-0 Vinton Shelsburg, and the Vikings will have it with that quick offense, quick tempo offense at the 23. Davis in motion. They'll hand it to the fullback, and this is Edwards slanting right up the middle just to keep everybody honest, and he'll go for a couple, and it'll be second down and 8. And
yep. Going right back to that quick-hitting dive where the fullback is up so close to the quarterback that he almost doesn't have time to get the handoffs.
Kind of a, it is a different look than we're used to from days gone by at Jefferson.
It is. And it's also going to be interesting to see how this develops because there's two other offset fullbacks in that backfield, too. It's like a three fullback set.
They start a man in motion and on the sweep, spinning across the 30 and the 33-yard line that time was Davis. That time they put him in motion, and it was a jet sweep look.
Yeah, it's kind of what it is, Scott, is it's the old-fashioned wing T counter sweep look that in days gone by Greg Purnell made famous.
Absolutely. Gain of 7 that time for Davis, who's already up to 90 yards and one touchdown on 4 carries.
Good misdirection call by Jim Womachil there because Xavier obviously trying to plug up the gaps in between the tackles right now and then to fake that handoff and then go around the outside. It's a nice call.
Bunch formation again. Turn, handoff. Davis off the right side. Needed a yard and going to be really close.
Again, the three fullback set there all in a row side beside each other.
And they will move the chains. And Vinton Shelsburg 2-for-2 here in third down conversions. And the Vikings got their third first down of the night.
The thing I'm impressed with here so far in this game, Scott, is the pad level that the lines both offensively and defensively for Vinton Shelsburg are playing with. They're coming off low. They're coming off hard. They've got their shoulder pads and helmet out in front of their feet. And on defense, they're getting a stalemate. And on offense, they're getting actually a push.
Edwards out to the left side, one receiver to the right. They'll start the man in motion and the handoff up the middle to Edwards. And wrapped up there almost immediately, a very short gain. And getting up off the bottom of the pile for Xavier that time, Jack Lemke up there, one of the Saints, to make that tackle. Gain of 1, maybe 2. It'll be second down and a long 8 coming up.
Well, when you keep ahead of the chains and keep getting first downs like they have here on these first two possessions, what you're doing maybe more importantly is getting the defense out on the field and keeping it away from the offense.
Oh, high snap. Went over Bonesack's head, retreats, picks it up, looking to throw out of there and throws it to the right sideline and got rid of it to Davis to avoid the sack. And it's incomplete. And Vinton Shelsburg lives to face a third down and 8.
Well, and how he got that pass off after running for his life, he was hit by Devin Lansing right as he was trying to release that ball.
Third and 9 coming up. Under 6 to play, 5:58 to play here in quarter number 1. Jim Womachil will send the play in now with one of the wideouts for the Vikings. Bring it in with Mike DeLong there. DeLong out to the left side. Twin receivers that way. Shotgun snap. Back to throw is Bonesack. Retreating. Throws to the near sideline and overshot his man. Incomplete. Trying to get it to Will Edwards along the near sideline. Bryce Schulte was out there. And also out there covering for the Xavier Saints that time was linebacker John Rocca.
Yeah, and again, great pressure coming. Quarterback Bonesack had to get rid of that a little sooner than he wanted to. Pressure being brought by 82, Devin Lensing yet again.
Punt time for the first time for the Vikings. They'll punt it from their own 36-yard line. Justin Bartz will punt it away to Gerke and to Wilson. No rush, gets it away. Low kick, wind kind of knocks it down and sends it toward the far sideline. It's going to go out of bounds, and we'll see where they're going to mark it. It'll be just shy of the 35-yard line.
I'd kick it out of bounds every time. The wall return that Xavier's special teams perfect is so deadly that you almost have to kick the ball out of bounds.
And that's one of the things I'm sure that Jim Omichill remembered from going against Dwayne Schulte all those years.
Jim Omichill learned the hard way many, many times when he brought his Jefferson Jayhawk teams over here. But I will say this. I was talking to somebody today that reminded me, pretty sure the last time Jim Omichill brought his Jefferson team over here, they beat Xavier.
Yes, they did.
Shut them out, in fact.
First down, one set back. They'll run the little speed option. Bryce Schulte, knife down. Getting in there and making the stop. Wes Edwards, he blew that up right away.
He did, and when you say speed option, of course, that means that Rodriguez, the fullback, is not there to take a fake first on dive option. So speed option, Schulte just grabs that ball and he runs down the line of scrimmage, and then he has to read what the defensive end is doing. And that time, there wasn't even a chance that he could flip that back to Malachi Wilson on the option pitch.
Second down, after the loss of two, second down nearly 12. Nolan Bukowski and Quinn Schulte to the near side. I formation off the fake. Bryce rolling to the right side. Guns it upfield. Caught Bukowski at the 45. Turns it up at the 50-yard line. Into Viking territory. Down to the Vinton-Shelsburg 43. Gain of 23 in the first down of the night for Xavier.
Nice little play action pass where there's a little pick of sorts there, and Bukowski just goes out and settles down in kind of a seam there, makes sure that he floats and drifts into an area where nobody's there to cover him, and just a nice possession pass.
Got a Viking down on the play, and looks like it's David Bray, who was down in all fours, and now they've turned him over onto his back. When you're an underdog like Vinton-Shelsburg is, John, coming into this one, you got nothing to play for. You're playing for pride right now, and you got all the confidence in the world, and the more and more you stay in a game like this, more and more that confidence is going to build.
No doubt about that. And Jim Womichill's got his guys fired up to play down here. You know, nobody, and I mean nobody, gave the Vikings a chance coming down here to Saints Field to even show up and play with these guys. But at least to this point in the game, with 4:59 left in the first quarter, they really come out with a great competitive attitude.
And Bray is up. Looks like he's going to go off under his own power. So that's good news.
Good, very good to see. And you know, think about it from Womichill's standpoint here, Scott. You're not going to the playoffs. That's already a given. But you've got some momentum in the big win last week against Independence. So you kind of, I think you sell this to your team as, hey, fellas, this is our playoff game tonight. Even though we weren't really going to go to the playoffs, this is our chance to play a high-caliber playoff team.
First down and 10, one setback. Schulte in the pistol, and they'll run that option again. Coming to the near side, Schulte turns it up at the 40, hit hard as he gets down to about the 35-yard line. Or check that, yes, the 35-yard line. Going to be a pickup of 8. For Bryce Schulte, who coming in here running the football, 195 yards and 10 touchdowns. He's very good running that option at the goal line.
Well, on speed option, he doesn't have to worry about a handoff. All he has to do is grab that ball, run down the line of scrimmage, and read his key, which is the defensive end, and see what happens there. And he loves contact. He's like a fullback when he makes contact.
Rodriguez back in there. Fullback will get it. Spinning his way up the middle, moving the legs inside the 30, still on his feet to the 25, and dragging Vikings down to about the 21-yard line.
Well, that brings a big round of appreciation applause from the Xavier Saint faithful there, as Rodriguez just refused to go down, dragging white shirts along with him.
Up front, Jack High, left tackle, 6'1", 235. Jake Guckenberger, left guard, 6'2", 210. Sam Myers, 5'9", 210 at center. Ryan Jasper, 6'2", 205 at right guard. And Max Johnson, 6'3", 230 at right tackle. They'll run it left. Well, Schulte on the keeper. Stop and go move, trying to get it to the corner. And turns it up inside the 15, down to about the 14. And now it's Xavier that's picking up big chunks on first down.
You can see the offensive line for Xavier now a little upset that they haven't coming off low and hard like the linemen for Vinton-Shelsburg aren't. So they're kind of getting under the pads now a little bit, starting to get a push of the blue navy blue jerseys downfield.
Second down. Gain of 7. We'll call it second down and 3. Coming up for Xavier, ball on the left hash mark. 3:20 to play first quarter. 8-0 Vinton-Shelsburg over number 2 Xavier. Schulte taking his time. Twin receivers to the right side. He'll turn, hand it off to Malachi Wilson. Hit and brought down. Ankle tackled right there. And Johnny on the spot for Vinton-Shelsburg was Will Edwards.
Yeah, Will Edwards knifed in through there untouched to meet that handoff in the backfield.
part of the Edwards twins, Will and Wes, both playing linebacker.
See, that's something that in Dwayne Schulte's world is never supposed to happen. You're never supposed to let a defender in. You've got these tight line splits that you could get a credit card in between the insteps of their shoes, and that's got to be very disappointing for Coach Schulte.
Third down and five. Xavier 0 for 1 on third down conversions. Minton Shelsburg, three-man front, long count. Schulte in the shotgun. Throws the quick out, and it's caught by Bukowski, or make that Schulte to Quinn Schulte, and brought down right away by Justin Bartz. And it'll be fourth down, and we'll see what Xavier elects to do right here.
Great job of blowing up that stock block out there by that young man from Vinton.
It'll be a loss of one. Quinn Schulte, the leading receiver. Now it's going to be a field goal attempt coming up here for Xavier, as it'll be Shane Scott, the senior, to come in out of the hold of Bukowski. It's going to be a 35-yard attempt with the win from the left hash. Good snap, plays down, kick on its way, end over end, has the distance, off to the right, no good. And Xavier gives it up on the missed field goal.
Yeah, two possessions yield no points for Xavier. So a good job again by the defense of Vinton Shelsburg of shutting that down when they had the crucial third down attempt there.
We'll throw it down to Dennis after this first play here, but I got to think that there's a sky-high bunch of Vikings wearing white shirts right now. Nobody hanging their head on the near sideline, certainly for the Xavier Saints coming up here. First down and 10. Edwards the lone setback, and they'll fake it to him, give it on the end run, and turning it upfield. It's to the 30, 35 is Davis. Again, that little jet sweep as Quinn Schulte brings it down after a gain of 15.
Yeah, you've got to be careful defensively here because you get so concerned between the tackles with that little quick-hitting dive that you forget about the counters that come back the other way around the outside. Jim Womachill doing a nice job of breaking up those dive plays straight ahead with the outside plays as well.
We'll get down. I apologize to Dennis. We'll get down to him coming up after this play. First down for Vinton Shelsburg. One receiver to the left. Again, they'll send Davis in motion. Hand off to Edwards, and a short gain that time. Only about a yard. All right, Dennis, we'll go down to you. Certainly nobody panicking in blue, but, boy, Vinton Shelsburg's been outstanding.
Well, they have, guys, from the onset. Vinton Shelsburg definitely playing with a lot of energy and very inspired right now. Very much a spring in their step, and they are firing off the ball on both sides of the ball. But you're right, Scott, no sense of panic here on the Xavier sideline. Very quiet, very businesslike down here. Just working through and trying to. Vinton Shelsburg playing very well back upstairs.
All right, Dennis, thanks. Out of the shotgun, Bonesack. Rolls to the left side, throws upfield and overshoots his man, incomplete. And pressure was coming in there in a big way, John.
And that time, pressure being brought again by Devin Lansing. Somebody for Vinton Shelsburg has got to figure out number 82, because whenever they go back and pass, Devin Lansing has been all over the quarterback.
Bonesack 0 for 3 in the passing department. 32 seconds remaining here in the first quarter. And an 8-0 lead for Vinton Shelsburg as they look for the upset here against unbeaten number 2, Xavier. The long out to the near side along with Will Edwards. Bonesack rolling left, being chased, looking to throw. Now he's going to have to tuck it under and run, and caught from behind and brought down after a very short gain at about the 36-yard line. Bryce Schulte was there. And also in there, Zach Barish for Xavier.
Yeah, good downfield coverage there by the defensive backs for Xavier.
And we're going to get a timeout here taken by Xavier, and they're going to make Vinton punt into the wind here.
That's right.
And
11 seconds left in this first quarter.
That's the second timeout taken here by the Saints.
Good clock management by Dwayne Schulte and his staff.
And they're going to make Bartz punt it into the wind here with 11.2 seconds remaining. 8-0 Vinton Shelsburg on the Tanner Davis 71-yard burst. On the quick opener up the middle on the very first possession for Vinton Shelsburg.
Congratulations, Mr. Linker, on this well-deserved honor.
As Mike Winker being honored here, the former athletic director, he picked up the Fine Arts Athletic Director of the State's award this year.
Recently retired, had a chance to talk to him briefly up here in the press box before we went on. He looked like a very happy, relieved, retired former athletic director.
They all look relieved when they're...
Well, they sleep better.
Yes,
let me tell you from experience.
And more sleep.
You just sleep a lot better at night.
All right, Bart's to punt, and he'll punt it away to Josh Gerke and Malachi Wilson. They'll set up shop at about the 30-yard line. Xavier with a seven-man front. They're going to set up the return. Left-footed punt, and it's coming to the near sideline and kicks the ball out of bounds.
As you probably should.
3.1 left. And it goes from 136 to the other 36. A 28-yard punt, but no return.
Time for one play here for the Xavier offense before we conclude this first quarter.
And a quarter that Vint Schelsberg's got to be ecstatic about.
And Xavier, just the opposite.
From the 36, they'll send Butkowski to the near side. Quinn Schulte up top to the far side. One set back, here's Wilson, off tackle left, turns it up at the 40, 45, and he's got a first down to end the first quarter as Wilson goes for 11. But that is the end of the first quarter, and after one, it's Vinton Schelsberg on top of second-rated Xavier, 8-0. We'll take a one-minute timeout and come back to Saints Field after this. You're listening to High School Football, presented by First Federal Credit Union here on KGYM Sports.
This is the Xavier Report, presented by Schimberg Company.
The Xavier volleyball team fell to Kennedy on Tuesday night, 3-1. The Saints finished 3-3 in the Mississippi division of the conference for the season and now get ready to host the Mississippi Valley Conference Tournament this Saturday. Pool play will be held at both Xavier and Kennedy, with the semifinals and finals at Xavier starting around 2:30. The Xavier cross-country teams competed in the Mississippi Valley Conference Super Meet last Thursday at Knoll Ridge Park in Cedar Rapids. Both the boys and girls teams finished 11th overall. Xavier's second annual Dancing with the Saints will happen January 14th at the Doubletree by Hilton Convention Center. Tickets go on sale November 15th. Meet the dancers and coaches at xaviersaints.org/DWTS.
The Xavier Report is brought to you by Schimberg Company. Family owned and serving the Cedar Rapids community since 1918. Schimberg Company, proudly supporting the Saints.
Scott Unash, John Hegarty, Dennis Canock back with you here at Saints Field. First play of the second quarter. Wilson starts right, tries to reverse field, but slips and falls back at the 45-yard line for a loss of three. First quarter numbers, 106 yards for Vinton Schelsberg to 59 for the Saints.
I'm shocked.
A lot of people around the state probably shocked at this score right now.
Rushing attack for Saints has just not been there in the first quarter.
Second down, a little less than 13. One receiver left, one to the right. Long count, Schulte, deep drop, back to throw. Setting up the middle screen, throws it out to Rodriguez and brought down immediately on a solo tackle. A terrific tackle by linebacker Bryce Rasmussen.
Really had some great individual efforts defensively here by Vinton Schelsberg tonight. Whenever the flat or flare passes have occurred, there's always been somebody from the Vikings defense over there, and they are sure tacklers. They hit low and they wrap up legs well.
So it'll be third down. Third down at about 15, back at the 44-yard line. Shotgun formation, they'll run the option. Schulte starts to turn it upfield, tries to reverse field, swallowed up. David Bray, who's back in there, came up with the big play there defensively.
You know, this is the most speed option I've seen Xavier run in the history of the school, and I understand why they do it. It's because Bryce Schulte loves contact, and he's such a smart quarterback, and he's got great athleticism, but Vinton Schelsberg's defense has come prepared for that speed option tonight.
Xavier forced to punt with Jasper. Line of scrimmage, the 44-yard line. Vinton Schelsberg coming after it. He gets it away, and a short kick into the wind and off the side of his foot. Going to go out of bounds.
Ooh, that didn't go 7 yards.
Nope. And we'll see where the officials will mark it. It's going to be about a 3-yard punt.
Wow.
And that is it. And Vint Schelsberg going to be in excellent field position.
Yeah, Dwayne Schulte is just scratching his head right now at a lack, a failure to understand what is going on with his team so far in the early part of this game.
So the punt only goes 3 yards. Vint Schelsberg with it at the Saint 46-yard line. Already up 8-0. And on first down, they try the middle for a short gain. Davis cross inside the 45 down to about the 44 for a gain of 3. 109 yards now for Tanner Davis here in the very first quarter plus.
Somebody forgot to tell Vinton Schelsberg's offense that you're not supposed to be able to run the ball on Xavier.
So it'll be second down, a little more than 8. Nate Struve coming out to the right side. One receiver out to the left side. They run a slot. And Bonesack on the keeper, went left, broke a tackle, turns it up at the 40-yard line, still on his feet, and gets inside the 35, maybe down to the 34. Broke a couple of pretty sloppy tackles.
Yes, and one of them was in the backfield. It should have gone down for a 4-yard loss. Bonesack, credit him, though. Great athleticism and balance to keep on his feet.
They will give him a first down.
Just scratching and clawing right now. Vinton Schelsberg is just coming out every offensive possession, and they're finding a way to get positive yardage.
First down for the Vikings, up 8-0, under 9 to play here in the first half. Bonesack with Edwards to his left, man in motion, and they will run the jet sweep to the short side. And Will Edwards trying to get to the corner, and there is a penalty flag that followed him out of bounds at about the 34-yard line.
Yeah, the official came up and adjusted the position of that flag, so it's almost assuredly this is going to be holding.
That would go against Vinton Schelsberg.
You know, one of the other things we haven't had a chance to talk about yet, Scott, is how when the huddle breaks for Vinton Schelsberg, they come up very quickly to the line of scrimmage. Sometimes they'll flip-flop some of their linemen.
Oh, it's going to be a face mask.
Oh,
a personal foul against Xavier.
This is going against Xavier, and that's the 15-yard variety.
Yep, 15-yarder, and that's going to give the Vikings the first down.
Oh, my goodness. Dwayne Schulte has got his hands on his hips right now, and he's looking down at the ground, and he is just at a failure to come up with what his team is doing right now.
And the Vikings in the red zone here. And now this crowd starting to back their team up the middle. And this is Edwards, power running as he takes it down close to the 15-yard line. Right now, they've got Xavier's defense guessing.
Well, they really do. And you know, the usual alignments for Jim O'Connell's defense is to snort those linebackers up into the A and the B gaps there so that there's almost 7 and 8 guys on the line of scrimmage, so to speak. And right now they're getting through those little cracks and crevices and in behind them so quickly that it's making them think, Scott, and they don't like to have their defense think.
Davis starts in motion. He'll get it on the jet sweep, turns it up behind right tackle, inside the 15 and down to the 13-yard line. And in there on the stop for Xavier was Sam Myers. Big 3rd and 2 coming up for the Vikings. And for Xavier. Vint Schelsberg, 2 out of 3 on third down tries. Clock continues to run. 7:37 to play first half. And Vint Schelsberg looking for the upset, up 8-0 over number 2 Xavier. Bonesack in the backfield, turns, hands it off. Nothing doing that time. Push back was Edwards. Was Will Edwards. He'll give him the progress at the 15, but it's going to be 4th and 5 coming up.
Well, Jim Womachill out on the field yelling at his players, very upset about the lack of execution on that big play.
Well, what will the Vikings do?
Well, they're going to go for this. They're not going to kick a field goal.
Especially if they didn't try the extra point on the first
touchdown.
Wes Edwards in the backfield, slot left, slot right, Fake. And Bonesack on the fake, going to throw right side and over. Shot, Struve, incomplete. And that looked very odd from the get-go.
Well, that's one of those kind of exotic plays, if you will, that you go to when you're trying to catch the defense napping. But there was some miscommunication on the part of the offense there for the Vikings, and so just never had a chance. So ball's going over on downs to Xavier's offense, and that's a big stand by the defense there as the second trip inside the red zone for Vinton Shelsberg comes up empty this time.
Xavier will have it down 8-0. The other thing Vinton Shelsberg's doing, John, is they're taking time off the clock.
And keeping it out of Xavier's hands, and that's huge in a possession game like this with the 8-0 lead for Vinton.
Rodriguez alone setback. Wilson in a bunch formation to the left of three. Schulte will throw the quick out, caught by Quinn. Turns it up at the 15. Stiff arm at the 20 and pushed out of bounds. At about the 22-yard line for the sophomore. And going to be probably just a bit shy of the first down. He'll mark it at about the 23, so a couple yards short.
Great block to spring that out in the flat by the tight end, Ben Burns.
Stops the clock, 6:41 to play here in the first half. We'll talk with both coaches coming up at halftime, and again, we'll take a look at the playoff picture as well. Counter right side, Wilson cut off, kicks it outside, chased by Edwards, trying to turn the corner, turns it up, first down, and spins inside the 30, down to about the 32-yard line for a pickup of 9.
Inside the tackles defensively, Vinton's just, they're selling out right now to stop that run between the tackles. And so Malachi Wilson, like all good backs do, bounces that to the outside. That's something I'm sure that Craig Jelinek, who used to have his Prairie Hawk tailbacks do that all the time, has talked with Malachi about.
Quinn Schulte to the left side, Nolan Bukowski to the right. Offset eye to the left side. They'll toss it that way to Wilson. Cut off and brought down. Great pursuit by the Vikings. And that was led by Will Edwards in there. Also looked like Chase Dunbar, 5'10", 150-pound safety.
Toss sweep to Wilson, who read his initial block very well, but, again, had to bounce it to the outside. And then the rundown on the pursuit, three different white jerseys from Vinton right there to make the tackle.
Listening to high school football tonight on 1600 AM and 107.5 FM, KGYM Cedar Rapids. Twins right, one receiver to the left side. Here is the handoff, and this is Rodriguez. And the fullback dive nets about 4 up to the 34-yard line. Spread them out, try to hit them with the fullback.
Well, that's one of the staples of a Dwayne Schulte offense, and I'm surprised we haven't seen that more to this point in the game. He usually likes to establish that very, very early in the first quarter, Scott.
Third and 8 for Xavier, a little less than 8. From their own 34, ball left hash mark. The normal 3-5-3 defense. Back to throw, Schulte throws the right side, and it's caught by the tight end Burns on the crossing route. And the 190-pounder will take it close to midfield. They'll spot him at the 49 and a first down.
Boy, he's got a soft pair of hands. He just looked that ball in with both hands, cradled it in softly, got a couple of yards after the reception. That's a great pitch and catch there.
Bryce Schulte, 5 out of 6 here in the early going for 43 yards.
Well, that's a big conversion to keep their offense out on the field.
First third down conversion of the night for Cedar Rapids Xavier. Vinton Shelsberg on top. Vikings lead it 8-0 here. Wilson and Butkowski to the left. They'll send Quinn Schulte out of the backfield in motion. They'll throw the quick out, caught by Schulte. Turns it up at the 50 in the Viking territory and pushed ahead down. Brought down by Davis at about the 44-yard line. For a pickup of 8 more.
And again, great blocks out in space there on the flat by both Malachi Wilson and Nolan Butkowski.
Really, that's like a long handoff.
Yes, it is. To the wide side of the field. It's kind of slow developing, too, but if you can spring it because of the great blocks out there, you can get some good yardage on that.
Rodriguez alone setback on second down a little more than 2, and he'll get it on the option and bounces off of Vikings and gets inside the 40 and down to the 39, and he'll have a Xavier first down.
Yep. Dwayne Schulte going away from the speed option now and back to dive option, Scott. And that's what he almost always does to start a game, is comes out with the dive option.
First and 10, Xavier into Viking territory. They missed a 35-yard field goal on their first trip into Vinton-Shelbsburg territory. First attempt for the 39, just inside the left hash. Out of the eye, here is the toss to Wilson. Stops, he's going to throw. Now he decides to run up the middle, a swim move, and gets a couple to about the 37. That might have been a throwback to Bryce.
It had eyes for a throwback to Bryce. It also had eyes way downfield for number 11.
That's Quinn Schulte.
It's Quinn, that's exactly.
Second down, a little less than eight. Xavier on the Vinton-Shelbsburg 37-yard line. And now we're going to get a stoppage of play, and we're going to get a timeout by the Vikings. We'll take one as well. 3:22 to play here in the opening half. It's Vinton-Shelbsburg on top of number two Xavier, 8-0. We'll come back after this one-minute break here on KGYM Sports.
When you work with an independent insurance agent, you put the power of choice to work for you. Independent agents know several companies and their coverages, which means more options. And because companies like Lamar's Insurance Company use the independent agent system, you not only get quality insurance, you also save money.
If you can't count on your car, you can't count on getting anywhere, like work. That doesn't help you get ahead. But J.D. Byrider can. They'll work out a monthly payment you can afford, and your vehicle will include a zero deductible, 36-month, 36,000-mile limited warranty, and oil changes for the life of your loan. Get a vehicle you can afford and depend on at J.D. Byrider in Cedar Rapids. Ask for your Booster Club bonus, and they'll give you $250 towards your down payment, plus $250 to the Booster Club of your choice. J.D. Byrider, 3837 First Avenue Southeast in Cedar Rapids.
Back with you here at Saints Field, as with 3:22 remaining here in the first half, Vinton-Shelbsburg up 8-0, and Xavier with a second down, a little less than eight. They'll flip-flop the tight end Burns, put him left side to the right side, off the fake. Bryce Schulte back to throw, setting up, throwing deep, middle going for Quinn Schulte, and he's got it inside the 10, inside the 5, runs over the official, and a touchdown for Xavier.
37-yard strike, hit him in stride and as he ran over the official.
Who, he got in the way.
It was no fault of his own. That just happened to be where the route was running. That's where the ball was thrown. So,
Bryce Schulte to Quinn Schulte, and now will Xavier try to tie it up, and they will with the two-point try here. 8-6, Vinton-Shelbsburg on top. Under center, turn, handoff, Malachi Wilson starts right, tried to cut it back, he won't get there. Blown up right away by Chase Dunbar. And with 3:15 remaining in the first half, it remains 8-6. And when you start to have to play that catch-up game like that, now some people like to go for the one, just wait for later to try to tie it up. It's just coach's opinion.
Well, Dwayne Schulte's going with his hunch right now, but some momentum started back Xavier's way now, and it was all courtesy of that goal line stand inside the red zone by the defense. What they get the ball over like on the 14 there, Scott, and drove the field on that? That's a big answer right there to Vinton-Shelbsburg driving down inside their own red zone. To have their defense shut that down and deny any points of any kind to Vinton-Shelbsburg and then march the field all the way back down and score. Good signs of life here for the Saints.
But still trailing 8-6 to Vinton-Shelbsburg. As it'll be kicking off, Malachi Wilson.
I think Jim Womachill's going to see a lot more deep passes now that they've shown some susceptibility there. And with the prowess they've shown in stopping the running attack. Vinton selling out to stop Malachi Wilson and the Xavier rushing attack. And so far it has done a fairly decent job here in this first half.
3:15 to play, first half. 8-6 Viking lead. Wilson with the approach and the kick into the wind. Low line driver takes kind of a weird bounce, picked up at the 20 by one of the F-backs. And that is Colson Phelps. And
who just now goes down on the ground.
took it all the way up to the 39-yard line.
A little bit of Rodriguez there in him as he refused to go down.
So good field position here for Vinton Shelsberg. They'll actually, they marked his knee down at the 33 instead of the 39. 307 for Jim Womachill to try to get more points here. Struve out to the right side. Here is a double handoff. Davis trying to turn the corner. Bryce Schulte. And now you get the Xavier safeties and corners starting to suck in a little bit now. And Schulte came up to make the stop from his defensive back position on Tanner Davis. Second down and 8 from the 35. Still 2:40 to play here in the first half, and Vinton Shelsberg up 8-6. And the Vikings also using most of that 25-second play clock here, John, as well. Here's the handoff up the middle. Edwards slips off of one and then gets knocked backwards. See where they give him progress. He's going to lose a couple. And coming in there for Xavier, Jacob Hines, 6'2", 180-pound junior, knocked him backwards.
Bryce Schulte came in there and cleaned up a little bit too, and he does not look happy the way he's coming up and playing from his defensive back position.
Bryce just happy to play some defense this year.
Yes, he is. He finally talked Dad into letting him go to the other side of the ball.
Third down and 10 for Vint Shelsberg from the 33. They've got two timeouts left. Xavier with one. Bonesack rolling to the left side. Throws up field. Tipped. Intercepted at the 50-yard line by Gerke. Coming to the left side. 45. And brought down by shoestring tackle at about the 41-yard line. The old tip drill worked that time.
Yeah, and that ball hung up in the air forever. We've got a flag well downfield too, Scott.
Yes, we do. And we'll see what that is about.
This is well downfield and far away from the play.
Maybe down by the quarterback.
May have been a rough. No, it's going to be a hold.
Hold on Xavier. On the return or on the...
I think the ball will stay with Xavier.
Yep, I think that will be the case. Holding on the return. So the interception by Gerke will stand. And the Saints will have it.
I think every one of the 11 defenders for Xavier knew that that ball was tipped up in the air and hung there forever before Gerke came and snagged it. And so they filled up the running and blocking lanes immediately there, did a nice job of recognizing that it was an interception and then turning into blockers.
First down, Xavier, was still one timeout remaining. They'll have it at the 49-yard line. Rodriguez alone setback. Schulte in the gun. Back to throw. Throws right side and a diving attempt made by Quinn Schulte. Incomplete at about the Viking 39-yard line. And that breaks a string of seven straight completions for Bryce Schulte. And it'll be second down and 10 from the 49.
Father Duane spreading the field out now, trying to get some separation for his receivers. Three streaks on that play and then one sideline, which is the one that was thrown to Quinn.
Talk to both coaches coming up at the break with Dennis Canuck. Rodriguez again, the lone setback. From the 49, ball left hash mark. Again, Schulte in the gun, rolls right, looking to throw. Throws right side, ball tipped, almost intercepted by Nate Struve, who is 6'4 out there on one of those corners.
Again, the sideline pattern to brother Quinn, and Struve read that perfectly, went in the passing lane there, and went up and got a hand on it.
Third down and 10 coming up. Saints down by two. They'll have it from the 49-yard line. Still with the timeout in their back pocket here. Two backs in the backfield. Pro set. Now Wilson out of there in motion to the short side. Long count. Off the fake. Schulte. Throws to quick out. Receiver screen caught by Quinn. 50, 45. Stiff arm to the 40, and he's got a first down. Picks it up on an 11-yard reception from senior to sophomore.
And again, credit that first down being picked up to great athleticism by Quinn Schulte, but again, a great stock block out there in space by Bukowski.
We'll have scores coming up at halftime as well. We can tell you Prairie is up right now 28 to nothing. Back to throw, Schulte, guns the near sideline. Nolan Bukowski with the catch and immediately out of bounds. To stop the clock, he'll go out at the 31 after a pickup of 9. That's the second catch of the night. Second down and one, but more importantly, the clock stopped.
Second down,
1:11 to play here in the first half. And now we're going to get a Viking timeout here. So the Vikings will talk it over here with John with a minute and 11 seconds remaining. That's pretty crucial right here. If you want, if you're wearing a white jersey right now for Vint Schelsberg, you're thinking, hey, we played a great first half, but if we let Xavier score, we're going to be down going in.
Yeah, that's exactly right. And so this is why I like this timeout by Jim Womachill. But I'm also equally impressed right now with Dwayne Schulte's clock management and the play calling that he has had. A lot of out patterns right now, very safe ones, or buffered by the screen blocking that's out there on the side so that as soon as they catch the ball, they can read their blocks or step out of bounds. Either way, stop the clock.
31-yard line for Xavier with a minute and 11 to play here in the game's second quarter. We'll go through some playoff information at halftime for you. We have some scores, all the stats as well coming up at the halftime break here from Saints Field. I'll put it at the 31-yard line. That big game at Kingston going on right now. Zip, zip in the second quarter between Jeff and Cedar Falls. Second down and one. I formation. Xavier will run it on the draw. Wilson up the middle, kicks it outside, cuts it back at the 25 to the 20, tries to cut and slips on the do at about the 16-yard line.
That's about the third or fourth time so far in this first half that Malachi Wilson has had trouble with his footing.
Gain of 15, though. It's been tough sledding so far, literally and figuratively, for the senior. Receivers left and right out of the eye. Clock moving. Schulte, quick out, caught Bukowski at the 15-yard line and quickly out of bounds. Pushed out by Davis at about the 12.
Well, there have been several of those out patterns here on this drive, and that nicely sets up the fade route into the corner of the end zone here, which I'm thinking might be coming very quick if they don't just run this in. But they've still got 52 seconds left before halftime here.
And an 8-6 Vint Schelsberg lead right now.
Second down, 6.
Help. Scrimmage at the 12-yard line with 52 seconds to play in the first half. Two receivers to the right. Burns out to the left side. Schulte under center on the delay. Wilson up the middle. Tried to cut it to the outside. Gets inside the 10, and a flag is down, and it's going to be a hold.
Yeah, that's a very obvious hold there. It was one of the linemen for Xavier just reached out and grabbed the entire midsection of his defensive lineman.
Yeah, he grabbed Drew Wiley, the big 300-pounder. That's going to cost Xavier 10 yards. Third penalty of the night for 35 yards for the Saints.
Exactly. They were going to go inside the 10-yard line, and now it's going to come back to about the 25.
Yep, can't hide that one. That was that was out in the middle of the field behind the action. Second down and long, about 18 to go for the Saints. Wide side of the field to the right, clock moving down to 35 seconds. Schulte on the fake, back to throw, throws the fade down the middle, has a man out there, Burns behind the secondary and in for the touchdown.
It was so well set up on the sideline patterns on this drive that that was a great call by Dwayne Schulte.
25-yard touchdown pass. And a beauty out there to Brett Burns. His fourth touchdown grab of the year. And Xavier up 12-8, probably going to go for two now. As two long touchdown passes for quarterback Bryce Schulte. That one from 25 yards out. I formation as Xavier will go for the two-point try here. Tight end to the right side off the fake. Boots to the left. Schulte being chased, still being chased. Throws it up for grabs in the end zone and incomplete. And Good job there by Vinton Shelsberg as they had Wes Edwards there putting all kinds of pressure on Bryce.
Nicely covered in the end zone by the defensive backs, but also strung out nicely as Schulte was run well out of bounds, almost onto the track.
Let's go down to Dennis before the kickoff with an update on the sideline. Dennis, what do you got?
Well, guys, I was just going to let you know we had a penalty on that play on the very far side of the field, but it looks like it was on Xavier, declined by Benton. So that'll keep the score at 12-8 as we head towards halftime here back upstairs.
All right. And I will just throw my own personal public service announcement to Dennis. Good luck.
Yeah. Coach Schulte always has his game face on, whether he's ahead by 40 or...
I would say short, one question, and ready to go.
Yeah, and the answer is probably going to be, do your job, make plays.
31 seconds to play here in half number one. And if you're Vinton Shelsberg and Jim Womachill right now, still got to be feeling good about what you've done here in the first half, but not feeling so good that you're behind now.
Yeah, well, they've gotten away from what made them successful in the first half and got them out to that surprising 8-0 lead starting the second quarter. They're not coming off low and hard like they did initially in the game. But, you know, some of that you've got to credit to Xavier a little bit too.
Bonesack
and Davis back to receive, and we'll see if Wilson will keep this close to the ground here. Try to squib it here with 31 seconds remaining in the first half. And he's got it teed up. Kicking off from right to left here. Top the big crown here at Saints Field. Here is the approach and the kick.
Oh.
And he got under it, and the ball's loose. It's going to be as good as an onside kick. And who's got it at the 38-yard line?
I don't think that was an onside kick, though.
I think he just got way under it.
I think he did. I think he chunked that ball.
And Vinton Shelsberg comes up with it. And coming up with it was Chase Werneman.
And more hands on the hips of Dwayne Schulte, who is just at a loss to explain some of the things that he has seen in this first half from his team. I think that he tried to overkick that, Scott, and he just chunked it.
Yep. If you're a golfer out there, he got about 4 inches behind it on a wedge. If he didn't, hey, that was very well executed. Vint Shelsberg will send Davis in motion. They'll give it to Edwards up the middle and nothing. Flattened right away. And the first one to get there was Jack Lemke. Going to be a loss of about a yard, and that's probably going to do it for the first half here from Saints Field. As Vint Shelsberg not in any hurry here. And they're going to go in with the lead. Or excuse me, with Xavier with the lead at 12-8. So we're at the end of the first half. Second-rated Xavier on top of Vinton Shelsberg. A precarious 12-8 lead. And Dwayne Schulte will join up with Dennis Kanak here. Go ahead, Dennis, when you're ready. Yep, we'll get back down there coming up in a moment.
Dwayne has stopped, and he is talking with Dennis, but we're just having a few technical difficulties. I'm sure we'll get back and hear from Dennis what Coach Schulte has to say.
Is that his sheriff down there, Brad Stovey, next to Dwayne?
Well, Dwayne, I'm shocked that he has stopped and having a lengthy discussion with Dennis right now.
We'll get Dennis's summation of what happened there, and we'll do that coming up here in just a moment or two as the Xavier Band and the Pows will be performing here at the halftime break. All right, we're at halftime, 12-8, Xavier on top here at Saints Field. We'll take a two-minute timeout and come back, talk halftime with you, and we'll do it after this as you're listening. High School Football, presented by First Federal Credit Union, right here on KGYM Sports.
It's time for Straight Talk. We've got the best job in the world, Greeny.
You got that right.
We get to travel all over the country to watch games, but we need to know our cell phones work
wherever we go.
That's why I love Straight Talk Wireless. They use exact same networks as the big companies.
The same towers?
Yep. Straight Talk has the same great coverage on America's largest and most dependable networks, but for a lot less.
Wow.
So why haven't you switched to Straight Talk?
Know what? I have no idea.
Get an unlimited plan for just $45 with no contract. Straight Talk Wireless. Only at Walmart. Please refer always to the latest terms and conditions of service at StraightTalk.com.
Time was running out as the team came to the line.
Bradshaw, enough about your glory days.
Boss, I was telling them how Ferguson helps pro contractors stay competitive, even against the big boys. Whether it's helping them get those hard-to-find plumbing repair parts, offering the latest in power tools, or staying wide open all day long, there's plenty in Ferguson's playbook to give small contractors the edge. Plus, with so many counter locations coast to coast, Ferguson always gives them the home team advantage.
Nice, rookie. Find out how Ferguson delivers for trade contractors at Ferguson.com.
Bradshaw!
Hey, it's Richard Sherman, all-pro cornerback for the Seattle Seahawks. When the little voice in my stomach gets hungry, he talks mad trash like, you know I don't want these weak snacks. Get me all-natural Oberto beef jerky. So I grab the most delicious lean protein on the planet, Oberto beef jerky. It's loaded with savory cuts of lean beef. Listen to the little voice in your stomach and pick up some all-natural Oberto beef jerky.
Oberto beef jerky. You get out what you put in.
Refers to Oberto's all-natural line of beef jerky. Minimally processed, no artificial ingredients.
First time skydiving?
Sure is.
Okay, you just open the door like this and you jump.
Oh, wait. Should we be like in tandem?
Tandem? That's a great idea.
Are you a certified instructor?
No, but I love parachutes and I love people. Here we go.
You wouldn't take chances with an uncertified skydiving instructor. Don't do it with your finances. Find a certified financial planner professional today at letsmakeaplan.org. CFP. Work with the highest standard.
Back with you here at Saints Field here at halftime as the Xavier Marching Band ready to perform as a 12-8 lead here for Xavier, but a precarious 12-8 lead, as a matter of fact, John.
I think that there's a lot of stunned people right now, even though Xavier has this 12-8 lead at halftime. Somebody forgot to tell Jim Womachil's Vinton Vikings that they came down here, the severe underdogs, and we're not supposed to have a chance at playing with these guys. All they've done so far, Scott, is come out and sell out defensively to stop the running game. And they've brought people into every gap hard and low, and they've done a good job of getting underneath the offensive linemen for Xavier. And that makes it very difficult for Xavier to run the ball because, as you well know, they have those tight line splits. And so if you don't get any push offensively off the ball, there's a stalemate that occurs at the line of scrimmage, and that's why Malachi Wilson and Rodriguez and Bryce Schulte just haven't had the rushing stats that they would like to. The other thing that they've done is they've been very well prepared to stop the speed option. They have repped up all week this rushing attack, and obviously some of the passing plays that have cost them here in this second quarter are probably going to open up the passing book in the second half, but you know, all the credit in the world right now goes to Vinton Schelsberg's defense because they're doing everything they possibly can to stop this high-powered rushing attack for Xavier.
And we'll give you the halftime numbers coming up here in just a moment. A big first half for Bryce Schulte, certainly, and we'll get that in a moment here. Total yardage in the first half for Xavier, 232 yards, and for Vinton Schelsberg, 123 yards in the first half. For Xavier, Bryce Schulte, big first half, 11 of 14, 166 yards, and two touchdowns. One to younger brother Quinn Schulte, who's caught five for 92 yards. That was a 37-yard touchdown pass. And the other to Brett Burns, the tight end, who's caught two for 40, the 25-yard touchdown catch. Nolan Bukowski with three catches for 36 yards as well in this one for the Xavier Saints. On the ground, a tough first half. Nine carries, 31 yards for Malachi Wilson.
Yeah, that's very uncharacteristic.
Also on the ground, Bryce Schulte has carried it four times for 12 yards. Eric Rodriguez has carried it three times for a total of 23 yards. Nine first downs for Xavier, three penalties for a total of 35 yards in the ball game. For Vinton Schelsberg, 123 yards, and that's all on the ground so far here in the ball game. Bonesack is 0 for 5 with an interception so far in the ball game. On the ground, Tanner Davis. 9 carries, 114 yards, including the 71-yard touchdown run. 6 carries for Wes Edwards for 7 yards. Bonesack has carried it 3 times for 4 yards, and Will Edwards has carried it once for -2. 6 first downs for Vinton Shelsburg. They have the only turnover in the game, and that led directly to the go-ahead touchdown that Xavier scored with just 31 seconds remaining in that first half of play. Vinton Shelsburg, 2 out of 5 on third down tries. Xavier, also 2 out of 5 on third down tries. And pretty even, Steven, time of possession. Xavier, 12 minutes and 16 seconds to 11:44 for Vinton Shelsburg.
And that's what we have on the clock and the scoreboard as well.
So it's a 12-8 lead here at the break for the Xavier Saints. And I don't know if it's the time. Very different locker rooms, I think you're going to find here at halftime at Saints Field.
How do I put this as politically correct as it's possible? I'm sure that there is some manhood being challenged in the Xavier Saint locker room right now, and I don't think it's necessarily the coaches that are doing it. I think it's probably the seniors looking each other in the eye and saying, we've got to go out and play Xavier football in the second half. They just plain out flat haven't executed the way that they are used to doing it, Scott. And, you know, the cliches that Dwayne Schulte always has, we got to make plays, every guy's got to do his job. All right, now that's not happening. They've had a nice comeback here in the late second quarter, but, you know, they've got to be very frustrated right now in that locker room.
Yeah, and for Vinton Shelsburg, you're down, but you know what, you're not out, and
No. You
did some great things in the first half.
Executing their game plan, they had a solid game plan coming here. I credit Jim Womachill with saying, okay, I think I know how we can do this. We've got to shut down the run. We've got to completely sell out defensively to shut down the run. And if they're going to beat us, it's going to have to be with the pass. And that's what the 12 points on the board, the 2 touchdowns without extra points for Xavier have yielded so far is through the passing game.
So at halftime, it's a 12-8 game as the Xavier band performing here at the halftime break. And what has turned out to be really a beautiful night for Week 8 football.
Well, it's just gorgeous here. And the pageantry here at Xavier, the fans, the community support, the band out on the field, the palms, everybody having a good time tonight except for the football team right now.
Yeah, and we'll see what happens. If Xavier wins, they will be the district champions of Class 3A District 3 in this one here tonight if they do get the victory.
I'll just throw this out, Scott. I talked to 2 different people that grabbed me on my way into the field here tonight, and both of them were talking about how the Saints football team has just been so dominant within their district. And I posed to both of these different individuals at different times this question. Do you suppose it's possible Dwayne Schulte would like to have a close game just to see that his team is tested in tight, tough circumstances like this? And 2-1, both of them said, I think he would. I don't know that they're agreeing with that assessment right now. However, I think they've probably changed their minds.
Yeah, could be. Some other scores here at halftime. This coming from Coach Paul James, who was an interested bystander tonight doing a little scouting. When you got to win next week, huddle just doesn't cut it. You got to go see him in person. Waterloo West leading Mason City at halftime 28-0. So you got to think right there that Waterloo West is going to keep that lead and probably win by 17. Cedar Falls on top of Jefferson in the second quarter. That is 7-0. And Prairie... a 28-0 lead. That is over Burlington, correct? And that is at the halftime break. But Prairie with the 17-point win tonight probably is going to be in the playoffs.
No doubt about that. In fact, they're going to be in the driver's seat. If they take care of business against Kennedy next Friday night, then they could win that district outright. And we will be there for all the coverage of that game.
Absolutely. Looking forward to it. Prairie at Kennedy at Kingston next Friday night, with a whole lot on the line coming up at Kingston Stadium. Good to have a Week 9 game with a lot on the line. We haven't had one of those in a while.
No, I'm frankly very glad to have it because we just haven't had them lately. But, you know, I'll tell you another funny thing, Scott, is that Xavier has had so much success in their district here. They've just run rampant through everybody that sometimes, and nobody from Xavier wants to hear this right now, Scott, okay, but I'm going to try and put in perspective what I've seen different times. Sometimes you can go win a state championship, train all the way back to some point in the season where something had to get triggered to make that run happen. This could be exactly what Xavier needs to make the deep run into the playoffs. Who knows? We could look back and say that sometime.
Yeah, and it could be just the tonic they need, right?
Well, in games like this where you underperform to the level of your competition, one of the things I guarantee you is that regardless of what Xavier comes out and does or doesn't do in the second half, the coaching staff is going to have pointed Vulcaneers from all of the players next week in practice going into the Week 9 game.
Absolutely. 12-8, our halftime score, as Xavier out in front of Vinton Shelsburg. Let's go ahead. We'll take a one-minute break here, Kyle, and come back to Saints Field and have some scores for you when we come back. More after this. You're listening to High School Football right here on KGYM.
At First Federal Credit Union, keeping it simple is the key to our no-strings checking account. It's simple because there's no minimum balance, no monthly fee, and you earn 5% on the first $500 in your account. That's right, 5%. We give you free mobile and online tools. And with surcharge-free ATMs in Iowa and across the nation, we make it easy, convenient, and of course, simple for you. No Strings Checking is available only at First Federal Credit Union. Check us out at firstfedcu.com. Member NCUA.
Hey, you should be thinking about the game, not your business. I understand. I'm Colin Forrest with Holmes Murphy. We handle the worry factor for businesses like yours every day. We're always thinking ahead to find insurance solutions that lower your risk, your costs, and maybe even your blood pressure. Right now, take a break and focus on the game. And when you're back in the office, find out who we are, how we think, and what we do to make your business life less stressful at HOLMESMurphy.com. Holmes Murphy, thinking ahead.
Back with you at Saints Field as the Xavier Marching Band with a terrific performance here at halftime, as we are at halftime, and it's a 12-8 lead for the Xavier Saints. And some of the other scores here, Iowa City West 41-0 over Linmar. That is in the second quarter. West Delaware, just ahead of halftime. They are on top of Marion, 14-0. Mount Vernon right now, second quarter, 36-12 over West Liberty. Waterloo West, 28-0 right now over Mason City. Also, well, let's see, I had it here for a moment, now I lost it. Funny when things refresh like that, John, and with technology.
Just to keep in mind that you've only had this phone about 24 hours, Scott.
I should know how to use it, though. Where's a teenager when you need one? what else do we have here? I wanted to find the City High Bettendorf score. Of course, that's on 106.3 FM tonight. West Des Moines Valley leading Newton 38-6. That is halftime.
Of course, the big game at Dowling and Centennial tonight.
Yeah, that's going to be a big one over in the central part of the state of Iowa. 10-0 Bettendorf second quarter.
Yeah, I'm afraid that the big black and gold bear is going to rear its ugly head here as we get closer to playoffs.
So just some of the scores around there. Now, we mentioned Mount Vernon. If they win tonight, they will be in the playoffs. And, of course, we went over this last night, but time to go over it tonight a little bit. Class 4A, Cedar Rapids, Washington needs a win over Waterloo West next week. Looks like West is going to win tonight by the 17-point margin. So that would mean, and, of course, that is really if Cedar Falls can hold off Jefferson and win by 17. If Cedar Falls doesn't get that 17-point margin,
all bets are off.
Then Cedar Falls may be the team that might be in trouble if Washington beat Waterloo West next week.
Correct.
So we'll pay attention to that Jeff Cedar Falls score coming up. 4A District 6, those five teams, and they're all going to play it out here in the next couple of weeks. Bettendorf and City High. If Bettendorf wins tonight, they will shut out Central, and it will be Bettendorf and City High finishing 1-2, and Bettendorf would be the champions.
And get a much easier first-round pairing than would City High.
Yeah, absolutely, and do it at home.
Yes.
And City High may have to go on the road, would have to go on the road for the first round. Prairie is up big right now, and if Prairie wins tonight by 14, they will have clinched a playoff spot. Iowa City West and Kennedy then would try to duke it out. Kennedy's best shot is beating Prairie next week and beating them by double digits.
Yeah, they have to just forget about any score differentials. They just have to win by 1 point next week against Prairie, or they're going to wrap it up for the season.
Absolutely. Of course, 3A3, Xavier has clinched a playoff spot. If they win tonight, they will be the district champions. Solon is in, and they will be the district champion with a win tonight. We have not seen a score for those folks yet. Have not seen anything on Union and North Fayette Valley, the number one versus number two that's going on tonight. Have not seen that yet. Mount Vernon is in with a win tonight, and they're up big over West Liberty right now. They would play Williamsburg for the championship coming up next week. What else do we have here? Bellevue district champions with a win tonight. Regina district champs with a win tonight as well. And Lone Tree and Midland will play for the championship coming up next week. So just a little bit of a view from what's happening as far as playoffs are concerned.
Here we've got a Centennial and Dowling update.
Give it to us.
It would be, what do you think's ahead? Just off the top of your head.
Oh, I think Dowling.
I would have figured the same thing. And right now it is Dowling 7, Ankeny Centennial 17 at half.
Wow.
How about that?
Interesting, interesting, interesting. All right. DK is going to be catching up with Jim Womachill coming up here. Xavier making their way out onto the field. A few of the Vikings have made their way out onto the field as well. And looks like Jim Womachill making his way out across the track as we speak. Very well played first half. Not a lot of penalties. Only one turnover. And Xavier with the four-point lead with 232 total yards to 123 for Vinton Shelsberg in that first half of play. And Dennis is awaiting the Vinton Shelsberg coach. He'll be making his way coming out here in just a couple of moments. Don't forget, tomorrow morning, Coach's Corner will be on at 9 o'clock. And that'll be on 1600 AM. And we're going to talk with Xavier coach and Marion coach. Let's go down to Dennis. He's got the head coach, Jim Womachill.
All right, down here with head coach Jim Womachill of Benton Vikings. And he is discussing some strategy with his coaches here. But, coach, very inspired first half, down only 12-8. You got the lead early on, and then Xavier, a couple quick scores to end the half, but you have to be satisfied with what you saw out of your team, especially in that first half.
Well, we are with their effort, and you know, we've played some really good football at times this year, and then we haven't. As you saw, you know, we have a chance to put some points on the board again. We're driving. You know, could have went up at, you know, 11-0. We were gonna try and draw them off sides and kick a field goal, and our center snapped it. So, and then we have a 3rd and 8. We have a guy wide open. We overthrew it, and intercept, and they get their second touchdown. So, again, you know, we've made some mistakes. We got to play a clean half this half. It's a great football team. We know we have a real good defense. Offensively, we need to get on track, and we haven't moved the ball for a couple of possessions.
Yeah, I wanted to focus on the defense for just a second because very sharp to the football, very quick to the football, and slowed down that vaunted running game by Malachi Wilson.
Yeah, you know, we know Malachi's a great athlete. He's also got a pretty good line up in front of him, but they hurt us with the pass, and they caught us in a formation. Dwayne does a great job. Our kids thought that tackle over was a tight end, so we left what we thought was a tackle uncovered, and he ran down the field. So, you know, we got to be smarter in the secondary. We drew it up, and hopefully, you know, we got that covered. So, just, you know, I love our kids' effort. It's a great football game, great night, and that's the way it should be on Friday night.
All right, absolutely. Go enjoy the second half. Thanks for your time.
Thank you.
All right. There you go, guys. Coach Jim Wolfville, his Vikings playing a very good football game, down 12-8 here as we start the second half. And I believe the Saints will be taking the football and going against the wind as we kick off the game here. And we will continue to cover the sidelines and bring you updates throughout the rest of the second half. Back upstairs to you.
All right, Dennis, thank you very much. And, Dennis, while we got you there on the far side, if we could, that one, no problems with Jim Womachill. Heard that very, very well. Did not get can you give us a synopsis of what happened with your talk with Dwayne Schulte? Because we had a little bit of a snafu there. But if you can just give us a brief synopsis of what the Xavier coach had to say going into halftime, we'd appreciate it.
Yeah, absolutely. We did get a word with Jim, or excuse me, with Coach Dwayne Schulte. He was actually very cordial. You know, he didn't have a whole lot to add to what we saw. He said, in typical Coach Schulte fashion, in the second half, they need to do your job, and that's going to be the message to his players. He liked the way they finished the half, being able to throw the football and put some points on the board. And I'm sure there was a message of execution and doing the right, everybody doing their job, and you know, everybody getting to the football. But you know, he credited Benton Schelsberg for what they did, and rightly so. And you know, I think he has confidence in his football team that they'll put together a sharp second half here, guys. So that was pretty much the message. He was actually very cordial and very calm about the whole situation.
All right, Dennis, thanks. Appreciate the synopsis right there. Getting ready to start the second half, and a 12-8 lead, and Xavier will get the ball first here to start half number two, as it'll be Vinton Schelsberg to kick it away, as the Vikings will kick it off from right to left, and they will defend the north goal, and Xavier will actually be going with the win here, interestingly enough, in the third quarter.
And I think if there's any question that the offensive line for Xavier is going to come off the ball low and hard, it's going to be on this first series.
Yeah, they're going to be snorting away here.
There's going to be some navy blue jerseys with big numbers on them that are going to be coming off the ball low and hard and driving people downfield as best they can.
David Bray to kick it off for Vinton Schelsberg, Malachi Wilson, Josh Gerke back. Twin safeties at about the 10. We're underway. Short kick, up on the run at the 20-yard line. Gerke to the 30, 35, bust through 40, and finally tripped up as he gets to about the 43-yard line. Coming up with the stop, Cole Overton there for the Vikings, but a big return right there for Josh Gerke. Of course, a terrific wrestler as well for Ryan Chambers.
Yes. He's going to be looking at a big senior season to go along with the three outstanding ones previous to this.
First and 10 Xavier with Bryce Schulte, quarterback, had a terrific first half, throwing for 166 yards. Malachi Wilson, tailback behind Eric Rodriguez. On first down, from the left hash mark, straight ahead handoff to Malachi Wilson. Started right, cut it back to the left, and got about 5 to the 48-yard line. There'll be a second down coming up. Cole Overton on the stop. One of the linebackers, or excuse me, a defensive end there for Vinton Schelsberg.
Second down, 5.
I wouldn't be surprised if Xavier just tried to run this thing and run it some more here on the first drive, but we will see. Second down, same play, up the middle to Wilson, and he's going to get to midfield, going to be short of that first down. It'll be third down and 3 coming up. Halftime score from Kingston. Cedar Falls 7, Jefferson 3. At the break. And I didn't think anybody thought that was going to be an easy Cedar Falls win.
Well, the pattern, of course, has been that Jefferson's played a host of schools close for a half, so we'll see how that second half transpires.
Third down, Quinn Schulte to the right side, and they'll toss it that way to Wilson. Got a good kick out block, tripped up at the line of scrimmage, and ooh, falls ahead close to the first down.
It's going to depend on the spot.
Going to be very close. Blake Bonesack and Dunbar up to get him.
I don't think he got it.
Didn't get there.
No,
going to be about a foot short.
I think Dwayne Schulte says, we're going to go for this. This is less than a yard. I think he just says, sneak it. He's going to probably have his quarterback son sneak it. And got to keep this drive alive.
Fourth down, about a half a yard, maybe even a little bit more than a half a yard coming up for Xavier.
He's either going to sneak this or they're going to hand it off to Rodriguez.
Rodriguez, the blocking back, in the straight eye. Vince Schelsberg moving people around. They got seven in the box. They'll hand it to Rodriguez. First down and more. Bust through. 40 to the 35. A big stiff arm to the 20, to the 10. Going for the pylon. Did he get it? The official looks, and touchdown, Vinton, or touchdown, Xavier.
How about that? All they needed was a half of a yard, and they picked up about 46 for the touchdown.
48-yard run.
48, thank you.
Man alive. For Eric Rodriguez, he put the stiff arm of the year on at about the 20-yard line.
Well, it happens so often that you sell out for that little short yardage, and then if you can burst the fullback through on a quick-hitting dive, then it's off to the races.
2 minutes, 3 seconds, 57-yard drive, and Xavier will try for the extra point. And coming on to try will be Shane Scott out of the hole to Bukowski, and the kick on its way, and it is no good. Missed it off to the right.
My goodness.
And we have an unusual score of 18-8 as we are just 2 minutes and 3 seconds into the second half of play. Now it's an imperative for Vince Schelsberg to come back, do what they did in the first quarter.
Well, first thing they've got to do is they've got to keep that ball out of Xavier's hands, because Xavier's hungry right now on offense. And so if they can just string a first down or two together to keep the momentum at bay, that's going to help Vinton a lot. But if they go three and out, it's going to could be Katie bar the door here, because Xavier's kind of just snorting and chomping at the bit to get that ball back in their offense's hands.
So it'll be Xavier to kick off with Malachi Wilson. And he will kick it away coming up. From left to right, Vint Schelsberg will be going into the wind here. And it's still blowing pretty good down there. Maybe, in fact, after this kickoff, we'll get a weather update from Conrad Canuck. Ask your parents who that Conrad was.
Back in the old days, the old greasy race board.
Absolutely. Davis back, Bonesack back for Vinton Schelsberg at about the 5-yard line to get the Malachi Wilson kick. Here's the approach and the boot. This one a line drive tail wagger. And it comes down, and Davis caught it on the with the knee on the ground. And a tough break for the Vikings as they will take over on the 8-yard line. All right, Dennis, we'll go down to you. And it looks like it's still windy down there.
Yeah, guys, first of all, you make me feel really old when you say Conrad, but and that's back in the days when weathermen didn't smile on TV. But, yeah, the wind's still blowing here. It is about still kicking, I would say, at about 10 to 12 miles an hour out of the south. Yeah, temperature about 60 degrees, but it feels a lot colder than that with this wind blowing. So it's still affecting the kicking game, and back upstairs to you guys.
On the first play of the second half, penalty flag down, and Edwards takes it up the middle. On a dive, takes it to about the 10-yard line, and that was a penalty that came out very quickly.
And it was thrown down with a little bit of anger by that official.
And it was the umpire that threw it down with a little vigor. It's going to be a hold on Vinton Schelsberg. First penalty of the night against the Vikings.
Well, and that's going to back him up half the distance to the goal.
Yeah, you got to think that Xavier will accept the penalty, but we shall see. It would be a second down and 8, and they will take the penalty. So that'll back them up to about, well, check it, the 4-yard line. They started on the 8, half the distance is 4 yards. So it'll be first down for the Vikings. As Vint Schelsberg with Blake Bonesack in there at quarterback. They'll send Mike DeLong to the left side. And they'll hand it off to Davis on the sweep. Crosses the line of scrimmage, crosses a 5, and gets out to about the 6-yard line. So Davis goes for a couple. 116 yards now in the night for Tanner Davis. Up front for the Vikings, Werdeman, Bray, Murray, Overton, and Wiley. Pretty big offensive line, especially on that right side. And that's pretty much where the Vikings have been running tonight.
They've done a real good job of staying low. Their pad level is what's impressed me so far in this game.
Third quarter, 18-8, Xavier on top. Bartz to the left side, man in motion. And coming around the right side is Davis again for a short gain. Butkowski pushing him out of bounds. Also out over there, Sam Myers. And Schulte also there on the stop. Going to be third down and long, though, deep in their own territory for the Vikings.
Yeah, and the Vikings have had little success passing the ball tonight. Every time the quarterback Bonesack's gone back on the play-action rollouts to throw, he's been severely chased and most often tomahawk chopped as he's releasing the ball.
DeLong coming in with the play here. The 6'1", 160-pound senior. Vikings break the huddle. Bonesack in the shotgun. Rolling to the right side. He's going to be chased. Going to tuck it under and get back to the line of scrimmage, and that is it. Not a good time for the first three and out of the night for Vinton Shelsburg.
Yep, Sam Myers comes in from his inside linebacker job there and does a nice job of pursuing and then wrapping up.
Gerke's going to go back this time all by his lonesome. And Vinton Shelsburg has not been kicking it to the Xavier returners.
That's right, out of bounds every time.
So they will try it here with Bartz, see if he kicks it to the right sideline here. From his own goal line. Penalty flag down, and it will stop the play. And they were again going to kick it out of bounds again.
And that ball, had this flag not been out, that ball would have gone over to Xavier, you know, inside the 30, maybe at about the 20-yard line, Scott.
It's going to be against Vinton Shelsburg, I believe. We're going to have a false start.
That's the healthy respect that any team playing Xavier has for their wall returns. So they're going to go back five. Or actually, not five. Half the distance again.
About four and a half. So this time, halfway back into his own end zone. To punt will be Bartz. Gets it away. Pretty good kick, angling to the far side again. And Gerke will let it go. And it will go out around the 40. And they'll put it at the 38, so a 33-yard punt and no return. 7:22 remaining here in the third quarter with Xavier on top, 18-8.
Well, this is what we talked about. The momentum is swung Xavier's way right now. And for Vinton's offense to go three and out, the offense for Xavier can't get out there in the huddle fast enough right now. They are chomping at the bit to get up to that line of scrimmage.
Best starting field position of the night for Xavier. Rodriguez out to the right side this time. Wilson the lone setback, and they'll give it to Malachi Wilson trying to sweep the corner. Gave ground, got a block, and got to the 35, slipped that block and got to the 34-yard line. And that's going to be a pickup of about four. Coming up and making the stop, David Bray along with Bonesack. Gain of four.
This is a good Vinton defense, Scott.
Yes, it is.
You know, they play solid. They know how to defeat blocks. They don't just let people get under their pads and push them back. And they're good, sound, fundamental tacklers.
Second down, a little more than six. At the 34. Straight ahead handoff to Malachi Wilson. Bust through at the 30. 25 to the 20. Turns on the Jets and he's gone. Touchdown for Malachi Wilson. First time he's really gotten loose, his 15th touchdown of the year.
Boy, and that was an ISO where Rodriguez went up and just pancake blocked one of the inside linebackers for Vinton Shelsburg. And that's a thing of beauty. If you were to draw up or show a video of a play where the ISO is run the absolute correct way, that could be on a training film.
And Xavier coming out with a vengeance with two touchdowns here in their first two drives of the second half. And this time, Scott's extra point is good. And we've got a 25-8 lead for Xavier. We'll take a break. 6:36 to play here in the third quarter. It's Xavier 25, Vinton Shelsburg 8. Back with a kickoff in a minute. You're listening to High School Football from KGYM Sports.
Happy Joe's isn't afraid of a tough matchup. They'll put their large pizza up against anybody else in town. Theirs is the biggest. That means they can feed families, fans, or whole teams until they're good and full. Their pizzas are famous, too. They originated the taco pizza, and it's still a fan favorite. Plus, everyone loves Happy Joe's VIP Club. It's easy to sign up, and you'll get exclusive offers and earn points towards a free pizza. Order online today from Happy Joe's to Cedar Rapids locations at happyjoescr.com. Delivery or carryout available.
When you work with an independent insurance agent, you put the power of choice to work for you. Independent agents know several companies and their coverages, which means more options. And because companies like Lamar's Insurance Company use the independent agent system, you not only get quality insurance, you also save money. The independent insurance agent system. Discover the power of choice.
Call Millhiser Smith Agency today, your local Lamar's agent, or visit us online at millhisersmith.com to see how much you could save.
Back with you here at Saints Field as Malachi Wilson, who just scored, will now kick it off for the Saints from left to right. End over end kick, pretty good kick with the win, and it'll go into the end zone. Two possessions, two touchdowns here in the second half for Xavier. As you're listening to high school football tonight on 1600 AM and 107.5 FM, KGYM Cedar Rapids, also worldwide at KGYMradio.com and on the KGYM radio app as well. Welcome everybody in Benton County as well tonight. Listening in Vinton and Shellsburg. Hopefully everything's going all right after the flooding over there. First and 10, Vikings. They'll send Bartz to the left side. Bonesack under center. And a fumbled exchange. Xavier pointing their direction that they've got the football. We'll see what the officials say. And they do. Came away, and it'll be Xavier Ball at the 20-yard line. And Xavier gets it right back now with the 17-point lead.
Yeah, the momentum is swinging Xavier's way severely right now, and the defense for Vinton Shellsburg has got to make a stand right here. This is going to get out of hand.
Call it the 19-yard line. So Xavier gets the ball right back after the turnover. Second one of the night against Vinton Shellsburg. The first one led to a score as well. Receivers left and right. Burns tight end right side. And they'll run the counter to Malachi Wilson. Trying to get the corner and shut down immediately. Edwards got him first. And then coming up to help out was Bryce Rasmussen. Going to be no gain there for Wilson. No game to play. Second down 10 from the Malachi tonight with a total of 77 yards and one touchdown. Remember, he came in averaging per carry, John, 11 yards. They'll put Rodriguez in the backfield all by his lonesome, and they'll throw the quick out. It's caught by Quinn Schulte, turns it up at the 15-yard line. Penalty flag down, and so is Schulte at the 12. And we'll see what happens. Official from the back judge threw that one.
Up in the area where the stock block by another one of the wide receivers for Xavier was, so I'm going to think this is going to probably be a hold on that block.
And it was. Holding on Xavier. And that will back the Saints up. 10 yards from the spot of the foul. It'll go back to about the 23-yard line.
10-yard holding penalty from the spot of the foul.
And they'll wind the clock. 5:50 to play here in quarter number three. Xavier on top, 25-8.
Scoring on their last four possessions. Touchdowns on the final two possessions of the first half and the first two of the second half.
Butkowski to the left side. Quinn Schulte to the right. Offset eye again to the right side. Off the quick count. Here's a handoff to Wilson. A little bit of a delay. Hit. Tries to spin away. Push back. Again, very good pad level for Vinton Shellsburg, and Nate Struve was the first one to hit him.
Yeah, in addition to their great hit position that they stay in, Vinton Shellsburg's guys, they wrap up, and they don't arm tackle like you see so many defensive players do anymore. You can just tell that they practice the fundamentals of a form and fit tackle, and they're just solid tacklers.
So it'll be a third down coming up for Xavier. Two out of six so far in third down tries. Off the fake, bootlegging left. Schulte stops, throws left side of the end zone, overshoots Quinn Schulte, incomplete. And good defense over there. The safety, Chase Dunbar, was on Quinn Schulte out there.
Yeah, it was good coverage by the secondary for Vinton. Bryce Schulte put that on a rope as he threw that downfield. And it couldn't have really been thrown a whole lot better, but just thrown so hard, tough for anybody to bring that down.
Shane Scott, who's missed one from 35, is going to try this one from 37 yards out. Nolan Butkowski to hold. And Scott to try the field goal. Good snap, placed down, kick on its way. Plenty of distance, no good though. Shoved it off to the right.
Yeah, way right on that.
And that was a 37-yard field goal. And the Vikings dodge a bullet there, giving it up on their own 19-yard line.
Yeah, we just talked about that being something that they have to do or this game is going to get out of hand. So, yeah, kudos to the Vinton-Shelsburg defense there. But they got a little help from Xavier on that big holding call, too.
Yeah, that changed everything on that particular drive. So it stays 25-8 in favor of Xavier, 4:42 to play here in the game's third quarter. Tanner Cummings into the game, split wide to the left side this time. Bonesack going to call his own number and keep it. Started left, cut it back up the middle, and got a couple. As he was wrapped up there by Jack Lemke. And Lemke's been all over the place tonight. Second leading tackler for the Xavier defense.
Second down and about eight
after the gain of two.
I think part of that might have to do with their running away from John Rocca. Rocca's the one of the leading tacklers on this team, and you know, any offensive preparation for them is going to always know where Rocca is on every play. Probably not going to go his way too often.
Bonesack with Edwards off to his right. Bonesack rolling to the right side, looking to throw. Throws the sideline and threw it into the ground. Threw it away, incomplete. 0 for 6 tonight is Bonesack. And there is a penalty flag down.
This is thrown in the area that the quarterback rolled out and threw the pass from.
I don't think I saw any linemen downfield, but the Vikings are backing up. One of the Saints pointing that it's against Vinton Shelsburg here. It's going to be a hold on the Vikings.
Yeah, they'll take this back because that flag was thrown a good 5 yards behind the line of scrimmage from the last play.
So wipe off that play, and it'll be second down and a bunch coming up here for the Vikings.
Now that's in essence a 15-yard loss. We'll give you a down over on that anytime, especially that deep in Vinton's territory.
3:58 to play in the third, and unbeaten Xavier 25 and Vinton Shelsburg 8. Vikings with it on their own 10-yard line. Low snap to Bonesack, rolls to the left side, throws and overshot. Davis coming out of the backfield. Went over his outstretched arms and short of the wideout, Justin Bartz.
Yeah, it was either overthrown or underthrown. There were two possible receivers in the territory.
So it will now be third and long. Third and 23, Vinton Shelsburg. Well, check that. They need to take it to about the 30-yard line, so it's going to be third and about 20. Slot to the left side. They'll start Davis in motion. And
might be another fumble.
Yeah, might be, but I think Bonesack fell on it.
Fumble on the play.
And it was a fumbled snap again, and going to be a punt here for Vinton Shelsburg. That just was not a very good set of downs there for the Vikings.
That's right. That ball's going to be snapped on about their own 10-yard line. So punter's going to be kicking it from about the end line there, and he's been kicking it out of bounds on every play. So we'll see what happens here.
Justin Bartz, fourth punt of the night from his own end zone. No rush. Left footer gets it away. A low line drive kick, and it will angle to the far sideline and stop at about the 45-yard line. That'll be a 37-yard punt. Very effective, though, and no return.
Well, I watched the faces of the guys that were going to set up the wall and possible punt return to the Xavier sideline that time, and their body language was precious because they all looked at it going out of bounds, and then their shoulders went down and went, oh, God.
We'll go down to Dennis after this play here. Get an update. First and 10 from the 45-yard line. Vinton Shelsburg territory, I formation. Tail the tandem is Wilson. off the quick count here. Going to run the option. Late pitch out to Wilson. Caught in the backfield. Tries to spin away and going to go down for a loss of about six. Edwards and Bonesack were right there. Let's go down to Dennis on the sidelines with an update.
Yeah, guys, the wind has picked up even more here in the second half, and it's really wreaking havoc with that punting game for Benton, trying to kick into that wind or even throw into that wind. And I wouldn't be surprised with the wind blowing the way it is and Xavier moving with the wind to their back to see Bryce Scholey maybe put it in the air on this drive here. We'll see and send it back upstairs to you.
All right, they do keep it on the ground here, and Wilson hit and pushed back again.
Yeah.
As Edwards came up to make the stop. And progress going to be stopped back at the 49-yard line.
The offensive line has had a few moments tonight, but by and large, they just have not had the control consistently of the defensive line for Vinton Schelsberg tonight.
Vinton Schelsberg is bringing those hybrids in. They're coming from the outside, and they're getting a lot of penetration.
When you get that penetration, that stops speed option, and that's exactly what they did. Everybody read their responsibility on speed option, and that just hasn't gone tonight.
2 minutes to play here in the game's third quarter. Xavier with a third down and long. Wilson out of the backfield. Schulte to throw. Rolls left. The throw back screen, and he threw it short to Rodriguez, incomplete. And it'll be fourth down, and Xavier with a three and out there. At least, we'll see. I would imagine on fourth and 16 they'll punt, but we'll wait and see.
Well, the last time, it's been a while since the punt team came out, and the last time that Xavier punted was early in the second quarter, Scott, and that only netted 3 yards.
Yeah. Jasper out there to punt it away again. Bonesack drops it about the 10-yard line. Minute 47, making minute 48 to play here in the third quarter. No rush, gets it away. End over end kick, returnable at the 10. Here comes Bonesack up the middle, 15. Cuts to the left, 20. Penalty flag down. And there was an illegal block. And that's going to cost Vint Schelsberg field position again.
Now they were going to have the ball at about their own 26-yard line, but where that flag is thrown, if this is holding, it's going to be going back inside, maybe around their own 10 or 12.
Block in the back on the Vikings. Third penalty against Vint Schelsberg.
Going to take it down to about 10-yard line. They just have not had any field position here in this second half.
Nope.
Started on their own 8, their own 20 twice, and now their own 10.
Minute 38, and then Vint Schelsberg will get the win in the fourth quarter. As Dennis mentioned, it's starting to howl a little bit more. For the Vikings, Davis in the backfield, along with Edwards. And Bonesack will just take it off the right side himself, it looked like. Just trying to get some yardage there. Get a little bit of breathing room. They did hand it off to Edwards, but he'll go for a couple.
And again, they're back to that formation where they have three fullbacks lined up side by side in the backfield just behind the quarterback. So they're trying anything they can to get that quick hitting game going again.
Minute 11 to play, third quarter. Xavier up 25-8. We come up on 1 minute to play here in the third. DeLong out of the huddle. He'll go to the left side. Struve to the right. And Bonesack on the fake. He'll give it on the end around. Here comes Davis trying for the corner and got it to the 20 on the near sideline and pushed out of bounds. Or make that Edwards. That's Will Edwards. Second time that little kind of like a jet sweep, but not really a jet sweep, has worked.
It is. It's the old wing T power sweep is what it is, and a great spring block there by Mike DeLong to seal that in and set the edge so that the running back for Vinton Schelsberg could go around for additional yardage down the Xavier sideline right in front of the team.
It's gain of 21, I beg your pardon, and a Vinton Schelsberg first down, the first one of the second half. On first down, they'll run a little option look to Edwards, and he's stacked up immediately. Pushed back. Gonna say a loss of one there. And maybe one more play here in quarter number three, and Edwards lost his helmet, so he'll have to go out of play. Second down, a little more than 10 coming up, and what will be more than likely the final play of quarter number three. Bart's out to the right. Slot to the left is Davis. Off play action. Bonesack rolling to the right side. Looking to throw a pump fake. Chased and hit. Brought down. What a big stick over there on the far side. There's John Rocca. Yeah.
He's been all too silent tonight, but he rocked the quarterback there.
And that's going to do it for the third quarter of play. First sack of the night there for the Xavier defense. And after three, it's Xavier 25 and Vint Schelsberg 8. We'll come back with the fourth quarter from Saints Field after this one-minute timeout. You're listening to High School Football, presented by First Federal Credit Union on KGYM Sports.
This is the Xavier Report, presented by Schimberg Company.
The Xavier volleyball team fell to Kennedy on Tuesday night, 3-1. The Saints finished 3-3 in the Mississippi division of the conference for the season and now get ready to host the Mississippi Valley Conference Tournament this Saturday. Pool play will be held at both Xavier and Kennedy, with the semifinals and finals at Xavier starting around 2:30. The Xavier cross-country teams competed in the Mississippi Valley Conference Super Meet last Thursday at Knoll Ridge Park in Cedar Rapids. Both the boys and girls teams finished 11th overall. Xavier's second annual Dancing with the Saints will happen January 14th at the DoubleTree by Hilton Convention Center. Tickets go on sale November 15th. Meet the dancers and coaches at xaviersaints.org/DWTS.
The Xavier Report is brought to you by Schimberg Company. Family owned and serving the Cedar Rapids community since 1918. Schimberg Company, proudly supporting the Saints.
Back with you here at Saints Field, Scott Unash, John Hingerty, and Dennis Canuck with you. Xavier with a 25-8 lead as we get ready to start quarter number four. Numbers through three coming up in a moment. Third down for Vint Schelsberg and long. Bonesack, start the fourth quarter, rolls left, throws the left sideline and threw it short, incomplete. Try to get it out there on the far side to Justin Bartz. And it will be fourth down and long coming up.
Well, and for the umpteenth time tonight, Devin Lansing all over the quarterback Bonesack as he releases that ball. He has come so close tonight to getting a sack back there. He's even hit his arm on a couple of deliveries, but he's just been a nightmare back there on those play-action passes.
Vint Schelsberg has yet to complete a pass in this football game. 0 for 6 now on the night. Bartz to punt it away. High snap, gets it away, and gets into it. This one is going to be returnable. Nope, Wynn pushes it to the right and out of bounds.
They teased us.
They did. You just see.
It almost stayed in bounds for a return.
The Xavier return guys are
they're just beside themselves. They better get used to this, though, because the wall punt return is legendary. Everybody knows it's coming, and that's the respect that you get for having such a good return team.
44-yard punt, no return, and Xavier will have it at the 26, up 25-8.
The last three possessions all started in Vinton Schelsberg territory. They're finally starting one back on their own side of the field now.
And they forgot to change football, so they'll get that taken care of. Each team gets to use their particular football. That's big. First down for Bryce Schulte and company. They'll run it out of the eye. And the handoff on the delay, Malachi Wilson on the cutback. Stacked up after a short gain. Gets to about the 28-yard line. And this defense, very stout. Rasmussen in there among the other folks. Will Edwards also in there for Vint Schelsberg.
This is as good a job of stopping the Xavier running attack as any team has had to this point in this season.
Second down. And Schulte, quick out. Butkowski in the leaping catch at the 30. And a short pickup on the quick out. Takes it across the 30 to about the 32-yard line.
Now, those quick hitters out there to the sideline are always good for a couple of yards. But the secondary cornerbacks, especially for Vinton Schelsberg, just solid tacklers, always wrap up and take them out of bounds if not.
Bryce Schulte, 12 of 17. Through three quarters, total yards, 322 for Xavier, 148. And all on the ground for Vinton Shelsburg. Third down and three. Empty backfield. They'll send Quinn Schulte in motion. He'll get it on the jet sweep. Trying to turn it up. Hit brought down short of the first down. At the 34-yard line. And a good defensive play there by Cole Overton. And now Xavier will bring the punt team in.
It's a real fundamentally sound defense here for Jim Womachill and the Vinton Shelsburg team. They find ways of shutting everything down between the tackles, but then they also have a way of making sure that you don't get around and outflank them too.
Yeah, this does not look like a 2-5 football team.
Not at all.
They have played well tonight. Jasper to punt, before the punt a penalty flag. Punting into the wind, another stoppage of play here.
Well, I think Mr. Jasper, who did get that punt off, although it's not going to count, would be well advised to not get as much hang time and put it up in the air with this stiff wind like he just did.
Bonesack back to return the punt now for Vinton Shelsburg.
The coaching staff be exhorting their punter to get this down more of a line drive fashion.
So a 5-yard penalty, 4th and 7. That'll back the ball up to about the 30-yard line. Gets the punt away, end over end, angling to the near side, and we'll take about a slight Vinton Shelsburg bounce, and it's touched up right there by Brian Lang at about the 48. And this is the best field position that Vinton Shelsburg has had in a while.
Absolutely. They only started one of their possessions inside Xavier territory, and on that particular foray, they got down to the Xavier 14 without scoring, but this would be the second-best starting field position, to be sure.
Only a punt of 23 yards. 1st and 10, Vikings down 25-8, 9:40 to play. Edwards, the setback. Fake to him. Give to Will Edwards, trying to turn the corner, and got it. 50, 45 to the 40, and Bukowski trying to bring him down, misses, still on his feet, and finally brought down inside the red zone, inside the 20, down to about the 17.
Xavier defense got outflanked on the outside run there, and then a couple of broken tackles, failure to bring down the running back along the Vinton Shelsburg sideline.
That will be a pickup of 36 for Edwards. He's got three carries tonight for 55 yards.
Great seal block by somebody that I could not see on that far sideline.
Might have been DeLong again. DeLong to the left side. One receiver to the right off the quick count, off the fake. And they'll give it same play, and there's Edwards again. Coming around. Nope, Davis, number one instead of four. No, that was Edwards. And he will take it down to about the 10-yard line. See a pickup of about 5. They ran the same play. Hey, if it worked once, it might work again.
It's an old coaching philosophy. Make them stop you. You're going to call it until they find a way to stop you.
Bartz to the left, Struve to the right side. One set back is Edwards. They'll run a little option, give to the second back, and nothing doing. Xavier was right there waiting for it as they bring down Davis for a loss from the 10 back to the 14-yard line. Hines right there, and he's had a good game for that right defensive end spot for Xavier. One of the few underclassmen starting for the Xavier football team. Third down coming up, 8 minutes to play in the ball game. 25-8 in favor of Xavier. Crowd on its feet below us, trying to get the defense up and going. Here's Bonesack throwing the slant off the hands of the unintended receiver. Intercepted at the 3-yard line by Bukowski. Down the sideline and out of bounds. Second tipped interception for the Xavier Saints. And that one for Nolan Bukowski.
And that ball, you want to talk about your tip drill. That was like a jump ball. Took forever for that ball to come back down. Bukowski wasn't anywhere near it, but he broke on it so well, and there was so much hang time underneath it that did a great job of seeing it, first of all, and then secondly, breaking on it and getting some good yardage after he got it.
Well, you want a jump ball, you get a basketball guy.
There you go.
And that was Nolan Bukowski, member of the state championship team a year ago. First to 10, Xavier. With 7:43 to play, they'll empty Wilson out of the backfield. Here's that quick out caught by Quinn Schulte, looking to go one-on-one. Gets away from Rasmussen and wrapped up finally as he crosses the 30 out to about the 32-yard line for a gain of five. Almost 100 yards receiving tonight for Quinn Schulte, who don't be surprised if he may be...
He'll be wearing number 18
yes,
next year.
The heir apparent.
Reggie wore 18, Bryce wore 18, and 11 will be traded in for that number next year.
Second down and five after that pickup. Slot left again, Wilson out of the backfield. And they'll throw the quick out again to Schulte with a little seam. 35 dances to the outside at the 40-yard line and brought down. And it'll be a first down. He'll move the chains out to the 41 on the gain of nine, and that will put Quint Schulte over 100 yards. And Xavier with their 12th first down of the ball game.
I want to say coming into this game, Scott, that Bryce needed about 400 more passing yards to supplant his older brother Reggie as the most prolific passer in Xavier history. So he won't do it tonight, but he certainly could by the end of the season.
First and 10, Xavier. Now scrimmage at the 42-yard line. Schulte to throw. Fakes. Throwback screen caught by Rodriguez at the 40. At the 45. Makes a man miss to the 50-yard line. Lowers the shoulder. Breaks a tackle. Little swim move at the 35. And gets it down to the Viking 31-yard line.
Boy, some rare missed open field tackles by Vinton Schulzberg's defense there.
That was all set up by those quick out passes before that.
Yes, it was. We've got a penalty flag that Vinton Schulzberg defensive players are all pointing that this. Oh, it's way over on the far sideline at the line of scrimmage.
Oh, yeah, so wave it off.
This is going to
come
back.
It's going to be an illegal shift. It was way over on the other side behind the crown.
Penalty charge to Xavier.
And that's going to take away a 27-yard pickup there by the Saints.
Boy, when Dwayne Schulte looks at the tape of this game tonight, he is going to have so much fuel for his coaching fire next week that it's going to be some long, tough practices for these Saints.
But you know what? Like you said, this might be the tonic. This might be exactly what Xavier needed.
And that's why I asked some of these people that I ran into when I came into the stadium tonight, would this possibly be the best thing that could happen in the long run for this Xavier football team? And nobody likes to have to go through this tonight, but it really is going to provide a vehicle for Dwayne Schulte and his staff to just coach their guys up and take them to the next level next week and beyond.
Coming up on 6 minutes remaining in the game, we'll have the post game, all the stats coming up after the ball game. Here is the quick out. Bryce Schulte over to Quinn and slips as he went to make a cut. And going to lose a couple yards over there.
Well, and they're going to the well a little once too often here for my sensibilities, Scott. I think they'd be better served to start mixing up some of the play calling right now.
Second down, going into the wind here. Schulte all the way to the sideline to get the play from Dad and Coach. Xavier from the just outside the 35-yard line, 5:20 to play in the game, up 25-8. Twins left. One receiver to the right side. Off the quick count, Schulte on the draw. Wilson brought down immediately.
Malachi Wilson, the ball carrier.
That was David Bray, and a late flag coming in.
Got some extracurriculars here after the play.
And that came very much after the play.
A dead ball foul.
And Vinton Schulzberg's backing up. That might be a personal foul against the Vikings. Just too bad because they have played a really solid football game tonight. And it will be against Vinton Schulzberg. And it will go against the Vikings. And Xavier will be close to a first down. Going to go from first down and almost 20 to... a third down and about one.
15-yard penalty.
It's not an automatic first down in high school football. Keep that in mind. I formation for Cedar Rapids Xavier. Rodriguez, the fullback. Wilson, the tailback. They'll run the option. Schulte will keep, turn to corner, and have the first down. Into Viking territory down to the 46. And that will move the chains, and more time to be taken off the clock. With 4:48 to play.
You know how much I love watching speed option, but I'll tell you what, Vinton Shelsburg's defense has been ready and coached up for this all night.
Did a really good job. Three-man front, that 3-5 look here. They'll keep it on the ground, handoff, going off tackle. Malachi Wilson cuts it back at the 40-yard line, Wilson directing traffic, and pretty good run down to about the 37 for 9. Wilson tonight was 86 yards. Now I would almost bet that might be his lowest output of the year.
9-yard
game. 9-yarder helps a little bit, and we've still got 4 minutes left in the game, so he can still get up over that century mark, but you're right.
21 carries.
Been tough sledding all night.
Second down and a yard for Xavier from the 37. Schulte taking all the time off the clock. Hand off to Rodriguez. Pops the middle. Bust loose to the 20-yard line. A cutback and down close to the 15. They'll call it the 15-yard line. That play has worked all night for Xavier. He went 48 last time.
First down, Saints.
And that time Rodriguez goes 22. And did we have an injured Viking? Yes,
yeah.
We do. That is Isaac Wiley. A little slow to get off the field. And they'll wind the clock again. First down from the 15 for Xavier. 25-8 lead, looking to put the final nail in the coffin here. Quinn Schulte left, Butkowski to the right side. They'll keep it on the ground to Malachi Wilson. Submarine at the line of scrimmage by Will Edwards. For no gain. But the clock continues to run. Now, this is going to be a loss for the Vikings, but you know what? Jim Womachill, I think, is going to be really proud of his football team.
When you've got two wins on the season and you're playing one of the top teams in the state in the eighth week, this is about all you can ask out of your team, I think.
Yep, and you got nothing to play for except pride.
That's right.
Second down and 9. Wilson coming right off tackle, trying to turn the corner. Little stutter move and pushed out of bounds, close to a first down. Going to take it down to about the 6-yard line is, I think, where they're going to mark it. And that'll bring up a third and short coming up. Dwayne Schulte had his druthers there. He probably would have liked Malachi to stay in bounds.
I think so.
We're going to talk to Dwayne Schulte coming up after the game. Talk to him tomorrow morning as well. Third down and about a yard with 2:50 to play in the game. Schulte to Rodriguez, the fullback. Pushed ahead, and he gets it down inside the 4, and that should be enough for a first down.
Stop by David Bray.
David Bray on the stop. Rodriguez tonight with 95 yards.
And he's gotten stronger as the game goes on, too.
First and goal, Xavier at the 4-yard line with 2:39 to play.
This is going to sound strange that Saints are up 25-8, but there have been several times offensively tonight where they have needed something big from Rodriguez, and they've gotten it.
Timeout. Vinton Shelsburg will take one as well. 25-8 Xavier on top. We'll be back in a minute. You're listening to High School Football on KGYM.
Hey, you should be thinking about the game, not your business. I understand. I'm Colin Forrest with Holmes Murphy. We handle the worry factor for businesses like yours every day. We're always thinking ahead to find insurance solutions that lower your risk, your costs, and maybe even your blood pressure. Right now, take a break and focus on the game. And when you're back in the office, find out who we are, how we think, and what we do to make your business life less stressful at HOLMESMurphy.com. Holmes Murphy, thinking ahead.
If you can't count on your car, you can't count on getting anywhere like work. That doesn't help you get ahead. But J.D. Buyrider can. They'll work out a monthly payment you can afford, and your vehicle will include a zero deductible, 36-month, 36,000-mile limited warranty, and oil changes for the life of your loan. Get a vehicle you can afford and depend on at J.D. Byrider in Cedar Rapids. Ask for your Booster Club bonus, and they'll give you $250 towards your down payment, plus $250 to the Booster Club of your choice. J.D. Byrider, 3837 First Avenue Southeast in Cedar Rapids.
Back with you here from Saints Field as we've got 2:34 left, and Xavier, after the Vinton Shelsberg timeout with a first and goal, trying to put it away. Some scores we'll give you coming up in a moment. Hand off right side, Malachi Wilson lowers the shoulder and stopped at about the 2-yard line. Some scores here. Thank you, Mr. Dukes. Cleveland leading Toronto 2-0 in the eighth. Cedar Falls, after three, leading Jefferson 14-10 at Kingston Stadium. Iowa City West 44-7 over Linmar. West Delaware 28-21 over Marion, and a 42-7 lead for Prairie. That over Burlington. Second down and goal. Clock down to 2 minutes to play in the game. Schulte in the quick out, caught by Quinn. Eludes one man and gets in for the touchdown. 2-yard touchdown pass. And the third one, and that will put it away for Xavier.
Well, as has been the case all night, Vinton Shelsberg's done such a nice job of stopping that rushing attack between the tackles that something's got to give when you do something like that. And in this case, again, yet again tonight, it was the outside short passing game.
Extra point from Scott coming up here. It's on the way, and it's good.
Well, he needed that one.
Yep.
After a couple of missed field goals and a missed extra point, he needed that.
32-8. And it's not going to look as close as this game really was tomorrow.
As is so often the case, the score is not going to be indicative of what a great game this was and the fight that Vinton Shelsberg came down with.
Don't forget, after the game, keep it right here to KGY for all the scores. And Jeff Downing will have that through midnight coming up tonight. 5 minute, 49-second drive. John, how many times have we seen that in the lexicon of Dwayne Schulte football?
It's the way they like to do it here at Saints Field.
So Xavier's going to be the district champion outright. They will get a home game in the first round of the playoffs.
And a matchup with possibly an at-large team, not necessarily just a district runner-up.
Could be. There are two at-larges, remember. Two wild cards, if you will. And we don't have enough time to go through the parameters of how wild cards are determined. Malachi Wilson to kick it away. High and short into the wind from the 15-yard line. Bonesack to the 20. He had a hold for a moment, but closed quickly as he'll take it down to about the 29-yard line. And Vinton Shelsberg will get ready for their arch rivals next week, the Benton Community Bobcats. And that game will be in Vinton for senior night coming up next week. If Benton wins tonight, they will clinch the second playoff spot in District 3. From the 29-yard line, Struve will come to the left side, the end around to Will Edwards, and this time, yep, Xavier was there waiting for it, and they finally push it back, stopping that play. A lot of second-teamers in there right now, I think, for Xavier. That's going to be a loss of about six for Will Edwards.
Loss of six.
With a minute 30 to play.
Backup for a loss by
Backups Edwards. Have had their share of playing time for Xavier this year.
Jax Jungi going in there. Also in there for the Saints. Max Johnson moving from offense to a little defense now. Shotgun snap, a low one. Bonesack's going to throw right side and overshoots his man. Bonesack's incomplete.
Still looking for their first completion of the game.
0 for 8. Back there defensively for the Xavier Saints. Get a couple more names. Jax Jungi out there and Jack Lemke. You're going to have to drag Lemke out of there. Same thing for Butkowski. He's still in there. Third down and long coming up for Vinton Shelsburg. Third and 16. Bonesack to throw. Going to throw left side deep this time. And again, overshoots his intended receiver. Try to get it over there to Bartz.
Intended for Bartz.
And 57 seconds to play. And we'll probably see Vinton go for it here. Nothing to lose.
And that's right. Why not?
Coach Schulte will take a knee. If there's one thing Dwayne Schulte has always been great at doing is getting a lot of folks in football games when he can.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, he's been around and seen his share, so veteran coaches, they see the big picture.
And Vinton Shelsburg will go for it. Stepping up, Bonesack. Gets away from one, can't get away from the second, and brought down at the 25-yard line. So the Vikings will give it over on downs. And that will do it. For this one, Xavier will take one, maybe two knees. And they will be the district champions. As Xavier will get ready to go on the road to Tama next week to take on the South Tama Trojans. Victory formation. And it will be Bryce Schulte taking a knee.
Victory formation for Bryce Schulte.
And they'll have to do it probably one more time, and that will do it. A hard-fought win. Vinton Shelsburg took an 8-0 lead. And the Saints were in for a fight tonight. One more knee for Bryce Schulte. We'll get a word after the game from Dwayne Schulte. And we'll talk to him some tomorrow as well. So that will do it. Xavier takes a couple knees. And the Saints are your District 3 champions in Class 3A football in the state of Iowa for 2016. Second straight Xavier championship. As Xavier wins it tonight, 32-8. We'll take a 2-minute timeout and come back with a postgame after this. You're listening to High School Football from KGYM.
When it comes to shopping, StageStores.com puts the you in value with great prices on styles for everyone. Brands like Skechers, Sperry, Madden Girl, Calvin Klein, Oshkosh and Carter's, and more. Plus, our mobile app makes shopping a snap. Download it and get special offers. With amazing sales and coupons, it's like getting some extra stylishness for yourself for free. StageStores.com. Value at your fingertips. Style delivered right to your door.
Winter's coming quick. Here's a project that's even quicker. Fill your attic with Attic-Cat fiberglass insulation. Now at the Home Depot, buy 10 or more bags of Owens Corning Attic-Cat insulation and get the blow-in insulation machine rental free. It's an easy way to save money on energy bills and stay cozy all season long. Get on top of dropping temperatures with a free Attic-Cat machine rental with 10 bags or more of Owens Corning insulation. Only at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing.
Hey everyone, Proactive has a special offer for our listeners. Stay tuned for a 100% risk-free offer that includes a free giveaway and free shipping. You have acne or even the occasional breakout? With prescription-grade Proactive, your acne can heal and you can prevent future breakouts. Want to try Proactive? They're letting everyone try Proactive 100% risk-free. Plus, they're giving away a free deep cleansing face brush and free shipping when you call right now, 800-747-4043. You heard right, a risk-free trial of Proactive, a free deep cleansing brush, and free shipping. Take it from me, Proactive really works. So here's the deal again for our listeners. For $19.95, you'll get prescription-grade Proactive, plus a rotating deep cleansing brush valued at $45, totally free, and free shipping. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now, 800-747-4043. That's 800-747-4043. One more time, you ready? 800-747-4043.
Welcome back to Saints Field. Scott Unash, John Hagerty, Dennis Kanak. He'll be talking with head coach Dwayne Schulte coming up as soon as the Saints break the huddle here as they are in the north end zone listening to their commander down there. as Xavier is your district champion at 8-0, 6-0 in district play. Vinton Shelsburg drops to 2-6 and 1-5, but they gave Xavier everything they wanted in this one here tonight. We're going to get a word from head coach Dwayne Schulte coming up as soon as they break that huddle. We will go down to Dennis Canock here, but definitely it was a dogfight tonight in this one.
I give all the credit in the world to Jim Womachill and his team for coming down here with only two wins this season and putting up a titanic struggle, really, against one of the better teams in the state and 3A, and they came out and gave the Xavier Saints everything they wanted and some more tonight.
Yes, they did. The last regular season home game for the seniors here at Xavier. They had their senior night a little bit earlier. And Xavier making their way back off. Of course, they'll have a home playoff game coming up here at Saints Field to look forward to. And see Dennis there with Bryce Schulte. And all right, we'll go down to Dennis, and before he talks to Dwayne, he'll talk to Bryce, it looks like.
We are down here with Bryce Schulte, a quarterback of the Xavier Saints, and a couple touchdown throws tonight, and you guys were in a fight most ball game between you and Vinton, but you pull away in the second half, and that quick passing game out to Brother Quinn several times seemed to work. Early on, it took a while to get on track, but you guys got it going.
Yeah, Vin's a great team. We knew it would be a test coming in, and they hit hard coming out in the first half, and Quinn made great catches, and my line blocked, and our receivers blocked. So, but yeah, Vin came out and hit hard, but glad to get the W.
Yeah, and momentum's a big thing in any sport, and especially in the game of football, and you guys really got it going. Defense got a couple turnovers for you in the second half, and that seemed to really allow your offense to get into some rhythm.
Yeah, in the second half, we got a couple turnovers. They fumbled a couple balls, and we got a key stop, so we just read our keys and did our job, and I think that helped us a lot.
Yeah, and it was kind of a Schulte and Schulte show there in the second half. Brother Quinn caught a lot of passes. I believe he was over 100 yards. And they were taking away the run, very focused on stopping Malachi. That was obvious in what their strategy was, and it's opened up some things on the outside for you.
Yeah, we saw they're playing a little bit off on Quinn, so we threw him the ball a couple more times tonight, and he made some great plays and some great runs, and Nolan makes some great blocks for him tonight too.
Congratulations, you go to 8-0, and better yet, district champion. So go celebrate and enjoy this one.
All right, thank you very much.
There you go, guys. Bryce Schulte, so we'll go from one Schulte to the next. Coach Dwayne Schulte, first of all, congratulations, district title. Those are hard to come by, and your team has had a great season and capped another one tonight. But it was a fight out there, and second half, you were able to get some things on track and get some rhythm going offensively.
Yeah, give credit to Vinton Shelsburg. Those guys did a good job and came in here ready to play, and got to give them credit. But our guys battled back, and we try to tell them, hey, you got a number on your back or a mark on your back, everybody's coming, and these guys were able to come back and do what they're supposed to do.
Yeah, and as I was talking to Bryce there, second half, the defense got some key turnovers, and it seemed to open up some things and really gave your offense a chance to get some rhythm going, and that quick passing game really seemed to open up for you.
Yeah, I mean, give Vinton credit. You know, they had a nice game plan, and but our kids were able to execute and finally get the job done.
And, you've been at this a long time, and as I said, these district titles are hard to come by, and I know you got bigger goals in mind, but this has got to be very satisfying for this team in a tough district to be 8-0, and you've been ranked number one most of the season. So as you said, you do have a target on your back, but you guys really overcame and persevered in that second half.
Well, I appreciate you saying that, and you're right. A district title is hard to come by, but let alone just winning on Friday night. You know, people think you can just show up and win games, and it ain't that easy, trust me. After doing this for 25 or 6, 7 years, whatever it is, you got to come ready to play every night, and give credit to the teams in our district. And, they battled all the time, and tonight was an example of it. It's like, sometimes people forget, there's good football players on the other teams too. And, so it's a battle every Friday night, and it's hard to do.
And it was senior night here, so you were able to send the seniors off with a victory. And I know you got one more regular season game next week at South Tame, I believe. But always good to get a win on senior night and send the seniors out with a good memory.
Yeah, hopefully we can get another game here. Well, I guess we'll find out. But, you want to have your seniors remember things, and this would be a nice one.
All right. Well, Coach, congratulations, as I said, on the district title. Congratulations on a big victory tonight. Good seeing you again, and good luck the rest of the way.
Yeah, good to see you, too. Where have you been all these years?
In retirement, but came back out to help Scott out this year. So it's good to be out here at Saints Field and cover Xavier again.
Well, I appreciate it. Scott needs all the help he can get. So, yeah, we're glad you're back. Thanks.
All right, Coach, thank you. Appreciate it. All right, guys, there you go. Victorious Saints Field, and a little bit of a smile on Coach Schulte's face down here. Always good to visit with him. And Schulte tonight with Bryce throwing to brother Quinn, and Coach Dwayne Schulte getting a big victory here tonight with the Xavier Saints. That'll put a wrap on it down here as things cleared out quickly, and chilly night out here at Saints Field. But nonetheless, a great night for high school football. That'll do it down here, guys. We'll send it back upstairs to you.
All right, Dennis, great job down there. I'll get rebuttal tomorrow morning.
That's right. He's got to get up early and come in to talk to you at 9 o'clock tomorrow.
Absolutely. So looking forward to that. We're going to talk Marion football as well. They were in a battle as well up at Manchester against West Delaware in another 3A. So, that's going to be interesting to see how that played out. And all the scores are coming up, so keep that in mind. And we'll have those for you with Jeff Downing here in just a little bit. And a lot of praise, I think, and well-deserved for Jim Womachill and Vinton Shelsberg tonight as they gave Xavier everything they wanted. Had an 8-0 lead after the first quarter. People around the state were going, huh? And even when it was 12-8 at halftime, people were still maybe going, huh?
You know, Dwayne has been around and understands the way things. I mean, he gets it, Scott. He just gets it. And one of the things that I think he said here with Dennis tonight that a lot of people don't understand is that, yeah, it's week 8. You've got injuries. You've got players after only 2 wins that maybe you're thinking about basketball or wrestling for the wintertime. But Jim Womachill got his team to come down here tonight, and he got every ounce out of their capabilities that he could. And Dwayne Schulte knew that that was going to happen. Although a lot of people probably didn't believe him, but that's exactly what they did, and they got the best shot. And I got to give all the credit in the world to Jim Womachill and the Vincent team, because they really came down here and had a good showing and made themselves proud tonight. Even though they got beat, final score wasn't what they wanted it to be, but yet really just a good showing. And they left with a lot of respect from this Xavier community.
Yeah, and I tell you what, as Dwayne Schulte said, when you got a target on your back, and that's what Xavier has, you have to go out there and give it your all every night. It's one of the oldest cliches of the book out there, but that's exactly what you have to do. There weren't any clipboard throws or anything like that when it was 8-0, and you know, this staff has been together long enough that they've been through this before. They know exactly what their team has, and they did what they had to do. And like you said, in the long run, this may be the best thing that happened to Xavier.
You know, sometimes it's hard after a frustrating game to step back and try and look at the big picture. But, you know, listen to the scores in case you've forgotten them, what Xavier's done to their district. This is just their district now, okay? This is 47-14, 35-7, 38-6, and then a couple of shutouts, 45-0 and 42-0. They have had their way with their district. And so it might be easy to think you could just show up tonight and blitzkrieg somebody else, but in the long run, as you just said, this could be exactly what this Xavier team needs for a long playoff run, because they're going to have a great week of coaching. Their players are mature enough and smart enough to know that they've got things they've got to improve on. This wasn't even close to a perfect game for Xavier tonight, and they're so much better than they had a chance to show, and they want to look at that film and get better from it, and they will, Scott. There's better things ahead for the Xavier team.
Let's take a look at the final numbers, unofficial as we have them. Total yardage tonight, 389 yards for Xavier to 181 for Vinton Shelsberg here. Xavier, 205 yards on the ground, 184 through the air, so very good balance tonight. Bryce Schulte, the senior, terrific night. 16 of 21, 184 yards and three touchdowns. Two of those to younger brother Quint. By the way, we had a listener text and said Reggie wore 11.
Oh, he did.
Yes, he did. Reggie did wear number 11. So he's got a choice between
11
and 18.
Then. He's not going to change.
He's not going to change. So there you go. For Quinn Schulte tonight, 9 catches, 106 yards, and 2 touchdowns. Nolan Bukowski caught 4 for 40. Burns caught 2 for 40 and 1 score. And Rodriguez had 1 catch tonight for the Saints. On the ground, Malachi Wilson held to under 100 yards tonight, 24 carries for 96 yards. Eric Rodriguez had 6 carries for 95 yards. He had 1 touchdown. Wilson also with 1 touchdown. Bryce Schulte, 7 carries for 13 yards. Quinn Schulte carried it one time for 1 yard. 16 first downs for Xavier. They were penalized tonight 6 times for a total of 55 yards. And Xavier registered 1 sack. 4 Vinton Shelsburg, 181 yards total. And all of that coming on the ground. Tonight, Bonesack was 0 for 9 with 2 picks. Both on tip balls in this one here tonight. And on the ground, it was Davis with 12 carries for 116 yards. He got Vinton Shelsburg on the board with the 71-yard scamper in the first quarter. Will Edwards, 5 carries, 54 yards. Wes Edwards with 8 carries for a total of 8 yards. Bonesack carried it 9 times for 3 yards. 8 first downs for Vinton Shelsburg in the ball game in this one here tonight. Vikings did have 3 turnovers here in the ball game. Vinton Shelsburg 2 of 10 on third down. Xavier was 4 of 11. Vinton Shelsburg 0 for 2 on fourth. Xavier was 1 for 1 on fourth down. And time of possession, Xavier won that with 27 minutes and 21 seconds to 20 minutes and 39 seconds in the game for Vinton Shelsburg. And the Vikings took an 8-0 lead on a Tanner Davis 71-yard run to open the scoring just over 2 minutes into it. And the Vikings led 8-0 going into the second quarter. And Xavier then got on the board their final two possessions of the second quarter. A pair of Bryce Schulte touchdown passes, one to Quinn Schulte and the other one to Brett Burns. And that made it a halftime score of 12-8 after a no-good two-point try and a missed extra point. Xavier probably put it away in their first two drives of the second half. Rodriguez for 48 yards out on a fourth down play. Malachi Wilson then followed that up with a 34-yard run. That put Xavier up 25-8. They added one more late in the fourth quarter on a Quinn Schulte reception from 2 yards out to make the final 32-8. And Xavier is your champions of District number 3. And congratulations to Dwayne Schulte.
Yes, and it's not an easy thing to do, as Dennis Canuck was talking about with the coach. And for them to do it in the manner, the dominating fashion that they have, I think that just makes it all the more special.
Yep, and they will be the district champs. They will get a home game coming up. And that will be 2 weeks from tonight. And next week, Xavier will close out the regular season on the road. They will be in Tama to take on South Tama and the Trojans. And Vinton Shelsburg will take on Benton Community coming up. And that will be in Vinton coming up next week. No Benton scored, Dennis, to throw out there? You haven't heard yet? Nope, done no. If Benton wins, they get the second automatic out of this particular district. One more to go in the regular season, guys. And, boy, it's going to be a good one coming up next week as we will be at Kingston Stadium. And we get a good one on a week 9 for the first time in a while. A ton will be on the line. Cedar Rapids Prairie and Cedar Rapids Kennedy must win for the Kennedy Cougars next week.
Well, it's going to be for all the marbles in 4A District 8, and you just know that those teams are going to be scratching tooth and nail. Prairie obviously wants to win the whole thing outright, get a great first-round seed. Kennedy just going to be fighting for their lives to extend their season.
Yep, that'll be coming up next Friday night. And that will be on 1600 AM and 107.5 FM, 106.3 FM. Good one next week as well with a playoff spot on the line as Alex Kuhn will have West Branch at the Little Rose Bowl hosting Clayton Ridge. And they have to make a long trip from Guttenberg in the surrounding area down all the way to West Branch next week.
Always good games at the Little Rose Bowl.
Yeah. All right, guys, good job tonight, and we'll get ready for next week.
Chilly night.
And chilly night.
That's right.
Christy already has asked. The fixins are fixin' to be put together. There we go.
Just a little north of here.
And is that a Bent community thumbs up, Dennis, or is that a chilly thumbs up?
Chilly.
That's a chilly thumbs up. All right, very good. All right, that's going to wrap things up here tonight from Saints Field. Thanks to everybody here at Xavier for all the hospitality. Big thanks to Kyle Mann back in the studio as well, and all his help. Thanks to all our great boosters out there. And thanks to everybody out there for tuning in to the broadcast tonight as well. Stay tuned. Jeff Downing comes in next with all the scores from around the area and around the state of Iowa here tonight on a Week 8 of high school football. So for Dennis Canuck and for John Hegarty, I'm Scott Unash saying so long. Hope you enjoyed it. Final score of this one tonight. Congratulations to the Xavier Saints. They are the Class 3A District 3 champions as they knock off Vinton Shelsburg tonight. The final score, number 2 Xavier 32 and Vinton Shelsburg 8. You've been listening to a sports presentation of KGYM. And so long from Saints Field.